Blog Talk Radio.
Drama. We about to burn the motherfucking streets up with this shit. Breakfast Club. I want to welcome everybody to the motherfucking Red Room. This ain't a mixtape. This is life. Get 'em. It's been a long time. Get reacquainted with the world famous. You know how on point my aim is. Long range snipers. Clash of the Titans, chrome piping. And it's 300 like Leonidas. Snub in the bubble goose, riding down the interstate. Where fiends put the needles in the arm and let them penetrate. Leaning sideways with my fitted straight. The 27's on point, the paint job a New York minute late. Check my automobile, no clouds in my stones. Projects ringing, standing by the corner store. Two Glocks on me, bang bang, if you want a war. That was 05, now we born and known as tour. Screaming out thug life, pouring Bellevue on your hall. Money, I'm involved with it, wake up and ball with it. Kobe Gasol with it, uncut raw with it. Chop bricks, take trips, OT. Before I had a goatee, I used to bag the OZ. Yeah, fifth scale, nigga. What up, ghost? Then stashing by the oak tree, moving by the coke leaf. Drama let the llama nick niggas like Charles Oakley. Nigga, don't insult me. I banana boat, B-R-C-K-S's, and stuff them in the Lexus. I'm sitting fat like precious, Christ upon the necklace. And I keep them clips on the dresser. Yes, sir, I'm about to ball. Louis bag the fucking mall. Bitches, money, and fast cars. Nigga, I want it all. Yeah, words to my kids, nigga. I want it all. NASCAR game, why the fuck would I stall? I'm the franchise, nigga, Chris fucking Paul. Empty out the cannon, hit your bitch, you the truck and all. Withdraw 200,000, and then fuck it all. King of the hill, got a dime bitch cut and raw. She bagged the last nigga, I unzipped, she sucked it soft. Black Superman, yeah, I'm a butt of law. I put this hollow tip a quarter inch above your jaw. Eat out a fucking straw. Blindfold your bitch, toss her in the trunk. After the first 48, that bitch smelling like a skunk. It's a rack, I rack when I rack the pump. Throw me in the gang module and tell them rack the bump. The Breakfast Club, nigga, no Captain Crunch. This for my dog niggas that eat cats for lunch. I'm hungry, like I ain't trapped in months. So nigga, act and stunt, my Glock pack a punch. Or rockin' heckler cots and Sylvia Pine box. Leave your head wrapped for months while I pass the blunt to my niggas. We all rocked out, what's up, Jigga? Sometimes I be in BK with Fab on the freeway. Lincoln Continental, and I copped it off the eBay. I pop sham like it's my B-Day. Horsepower under my hood like it's the Olympic relay. My flow right on time, no delay. I raised $1 million, send it off to Chile. Words to my Red Cross, I don't fuck with Red Cross. I'm all mad, nigga, EA, I'm in VA. Money talks with Dre and Pharrell on three-way. Them 28s, that's my DJ, they spinning shit. When I took trips OT, I never rented shit. I just dropped and copped, and then I tennis shit. Diddy and Mike, guess I'm all about the Benjamins. In it for the benefits, I'll be down in 10 and 6. Tell them give me a porterhouse and some egg Benedict. Damn, that was good. But I'm still hungry, and I'm living it. I'll be out in Venice, shit. They say Weezy Jordan, nigga, I'm on my Pippin shit. They say Drake LeBron, I'm on my Mo Williams shit. If T.I.P. is Kobe, then fuck it, I'm Derek Fisher's shit. Long as I'm in the starting five, I'ma get it in. Cause I promised the city Compton I would get it in. I was outcasted, Andre Benjamin. Now I slide through with my Dominican women friend. She like, put no ceilings in, yeah. Giuseppe Hills, expensive wines, Paris Seal. It ain't tricking, I just spend money on cheap grills. Big Phantoms, sweet wheels. Backseat like a club, make them bitches eat pills. Take Patron shots to the purse with chrome Glock.
J Electronica, it's a dome shot. So I had to spill it, nigga, I had to kill it. I was the turtle in the race, I made the rabbit feel it. Yeah, keep running, nigga, house it by the subway. Fill it through the project, come through the Murcielago, a foreign object. Number one prospect, the day that I was drafted. After Magmatic, unleash the fucking bastard. Don't respect none of you niggas, get in the casket. Talking ratchets, never touch the fucking automatic. Drama, this is tragic, put it in the plastic. 88 bars and run and throw it with my other classes.
Drama, you should've warned these niggas, I'm about to kill them.
Yeah, trash bag it. This is crack, and I know you've been fiending for this. Come get your packs, I do it for the music, nigga. Fuck the plaque, ain't on no beat shit, but it's still fuck the rats. And when I'm in New York, I set a bunch of traps. Put the cheese where they can see it, and if you stunt, you clap. Catch them in the club, that's when I stump them flat. Nigga, get up after that, go get a fucking bat. I tell you about these fucking rats. They either snitch or bend over to catch. No matter how you look at it, I hate fucking rats. Get my bottle of Ciroc and I twist the cap. Sit back, watch the NBA playoffs and roll it back, yeah. Real fat, yeah. All I do is stack bread in the hood, on the wall like a fucking fathead. Two nines on your back, one sack, yeah. This my block and you niggas can't trap here. Unless you wanna get clapped here, head whack, yeah. I'm killing niggas, I should have 100 tats here. Celebrate your death, toast bottles and clap beers. It's gonna be a cold summer, come through like bird. The Red Phantom bullshit, 25 Steve Kirk. The beat insane, just blazing this motherfucker. The car's outside, the cave in this motherfucker. I should let off a couple strays in this motherfucker. Fuck that, trying to get laid in this motherfucker. Yo, tell your friends, get with my friends. Yeah, meet me in the parking lot. License plate aftermath, screaming out fuck 50. Wouldn't snitch for half his cash. If he wasn't such a bitch, nobody would've had to blast. Send us down to Jacksonville, don't make me have to rap your jack. Cause I'd rather be in Sanjo Pay, I'm packing bags with bitches that speak French. How you say catch a cab? I don't trick euros, I don't trick pounds. I bowling ball bitches till I knock them all down. Like the 93 pot, I get around. Duffels by the staircase, crack by the back door. Navigate my way through the south, I used to trap, ho. All the way through Queensbridge, moving packs, yo. Might have lost a couple friends, but I got my gat, though. Blast flow, my rat foes could never stop my cash flow. Had a Nike box of hundreds when I was in that RAV4. But now I pull up in that truck with the crash ball, with the mag low, give you everything that you ask for. Sometimes, I could be a fucking asshole. In the bank with my mask off, look at this nigga AR. Don't take your fucking mask off, just empty out the cash drawer. We on a suicide mission, but we don't give a fuck. Cause if we make it out, bigger house, bigger truck. I'm in a strip club with a Glock, nigga, what? Give me your bitch, she got a cuter face and bigger butt. I ain't gonna do shit but pour champagne on her. Hit it from the back and watch half of the Laker game on her. Don't put that back on, too many cum stains on it. Run a train on her, call cartoon, have them tattoo my name on her. Star Trek 2, you know what? Fuck it, aftermath too. Put a little smoke around it, then take it home and pound it. Helicopter outside, nigga, I'm surrounded. Had a spot in the jungles till the fucking feds found it. Mama, your son got a public announcement. I got 5 million in the walls and the couches. Don't even think about it, we got cameras, dogs, and guns. Ask Pepe, he was there, he can vouch it. Threw it in the trash can on some Oscar the Grouch shit. A bunch of green popped out, time to reroute shit. Settle down in Mississippi, got a down south clip. And my niggas like, we ain't know all about this. And any nigga ever snitch, got his fucking mouth fixed. You get 25, he get his fucking throat slit. Cut him like filet mignon and throw him off a boat, bitch. Beat him to the sharks, then dock the yacht. Oil in the water, damn, the ocean's so thick. Time to finish off his niggas on some trench coat shit. It's a drug war, real life grand theft. Catch you in the street, fuck you up and hit your man next. Come through on some retarded shit. Just spraying text, where my dogs at? Tell them I'm crazier than DMX. Lazier than Chinese eyes when I'm puffing that. Blueberry, I ain't talking where the muffins at.
Roll up a sour diesel with some more, nigga. I split open the Dutch, then I'm stuffing that. You should get a flight to California, come fuck with that. That's all you, go ahead, hop in the truck with that. Take your damn Cashville and hit Young Buck with that. Don't bring nothing back, Border Patrol cuffing that. I ain't trying to see the pen, I have to get my knuckles racked. I wake up real early, keep lunching fast. This shit easy, you rap niggas, my punching bag. I got some combinations, nigga, Pacquiao shit. Talking about you popping tags, talking about you popping Chris. Where you get it popping at? Nigga, you ain't popping shit. But an X-Pill, as I turn the Lex wheels, I got a mean phantom, very upset grill. Tell him why you mad, son, that nigga pulled a fast one. You know who you are, when I see you, that's your ass, son. But I'm in the club, throwing shots like my last gun. It's 2 o'clock, yeah, gotta make a cash run. Yo, go get the truck from around the corner, tell Wack I'll be my side. Into the 7-Eleven, bout to blast one. This nigga AR will not keep his fucking mask on. Deal with it when we get to the crib. You niggas is wildin'. Wait till we get to the crib and split the fucking money up. Hit the block and dummy up. Shave the onion, slice it down the middle. That's a tummy tuck. That's how we do it in Compton. Fuck the police. Defend my hood like an NHL goalie. Sometimes it's cold on these motherfucking streets, nigga. Iced out rolling. And I still remember everything that Drake told me. Red polo fleece, sipping on that OE. Never been to jail cause I never had a Cody. Do it just like the OG. Cut the Impala in half, insert the gold D. And bounce this motherfucker till it got a slow leak. Flatbed, pick it up, and you know me. I'm going with the car all night, no sleep. Gotta get this motherfucker back on the strip. Next day, we in the red Phantom 4D. Kids running up to the car, block off the whole street. It's the ice cream man, like the OP. Cali like the Lions O-line, it's where the hoes be. BC running shit like a nosebleed. Don't get it confused, the screw like codeine. More swag than the niggas from the show me. That's your bitch, I'm about to mack her like Goldie. Shit, together we can rule the world, baby. Blacked out Cartier's, Four Seasons caviar. Spray a little Diddy on it, that'll get their panties off. Niggas see me in the lobby looking like Danny Soft. Catch me outside where I can let this fucking cannon off. Suit to the woo, bet I let this cannon off and put everything in the clip right where you standing, dog. Ride off in the Mozzie, like can I ball? For the bucks, I'm trying to get it like Brandon, dawg. Young Money, clearly NBA Rookie of the Year. I'm still standing tall, wish the Twin Towers was. Take innocent lives, that's the type of shit a coward does. I'm just reminiscing, smoking on the sour blood. Take a couple more hits and pass the shit around the bus. You can't tell me shit, I just seen 1,000 drugs, 100 rounds and 10 drums. That's 1,000 slugs. One day I flipped the kitchen table, found a bug. Kept looking, found another one right around the sub. Hey yo, fam, can you hear me? God damn, I was taking a shit. Then I seen one by the tub, feeding my fish. It's the wire right by the rug. Dumb motherfuckers, this is not where they buy the drugs. That's salami in the kitchen that we frying up. The world full of bitches, all the niggas dying up. They stretching niggas out for crack, all the fiends trying dust. We got some mean smokers for the sack, they tie you up. Quarter sack, they get the pound. Brick, burn the house down. The connect ain't gonna think that shit is funny. The fuck is niggas laughing at run up? You got some cash in that? Knock on your mama door. Your head sitting in the bassinet. While I'm on a G4, smoking up half a jet. Off season in New York, smoking up half a jet. 246 bars, ain't broke half a sweat. Just got half a mil, gave the hood half a check. And I done shot it out with probably over half a jet. Sometimes just for the love, the other half respect. That's that hood shit. I'm living good, bitch. Out of my mind, like breaking off half a X. Moving through Hollywood faster than a bag of meth. Yep, niggas better watch they step, lest they in a fraternity. But that ain't concerning me, let's get back on this ape shit. Back to the basics, cold words, flip birds in the kitchen with cake mix. Yeah, Betty Crocker that, then hit the block with that. Cut off khakis, house shoes, and a stocking cap. It's Riley, these white jeans, red tip socks. My flow at 38, don't make me have to cock it back. Shoot it like Olajuwon and bring the old Rockets back. Two holes in your face where your sock is at. Bring the whole hood out and show them how to drop a rack. They got them brand new Porsches out, I'm copping that. V12 under the hood, ain't no stocking that. Panoramic sunroof, me and this chick watching glass. My hood lights, cameras in the bumper. Watch your ass, get your ass smoked around these parts, youngin'. What the fuck you thought? Ride up, bangin' too short. Smoke you like a Newport, nigga, this ain't New York. I'll be in the jungle with lions or in the zoo lost. But with my wolves that's dying to get their tools off. City of angels, be careful who you cross. Niggas are running Mr. Chow's and taking fucking jewels off. Rapping all that goon shit, we all know that you soft. A baby's ass in the Martha Stewart face claw.
Or a box of cotton, stay pushed to your right.
So, nigga, you stay on your rap shit while I stay on my trap shit. Mop bust the gat shit. Buster hit me like you wrote 400 that quick. Nah, 282, and that's just cause the track's sick. 120 more, welcome to the liquor store. Same one as Frog sent me, little nigga, get the raw. And I did it, see the block, I'm with it. Who you think got all these niggas in them Cincinnati fitties? Yeah,
Chuck America and King Griffin that.
758, throw on my crown. Throw on my khakis and brush the knife down. Jump in the lack and push the knife pound. Them the Space Jams, I need them right now. Jordan sweatsuit on, oh let's do it. Go walk a flock on them niggas in these new kicks. You know how that go, new kicks, new whip, blue six, loking on the set like a new crip.
That line was so crazy, I had to say that shit, blood.
Interior coke white, smooth like Cool Whip. Sold the shit to Rick Ross, 80,000 cool flip. Then I got that vibrant thing, my little Q-tip. That Maserati a problem, especially with the dual shit. 0 to 60 and whoa, it's like a mule kick. I swear to God, like the preacher in the pulpit. Speaking of pools, mind heated. Come through, bitch, long as it's the pearl, I don't care who you come through with. Canadian, Spanish, French, nigga, whatever. Menage in the deep end, head on the back end. I wanna fuck the Asian bitch, next time leave your fat friend. Why the fuck y'all in that Honda all packed in? Headed to Inglewood, say what's up to Mac 10. Say what's up to Glock 9, I'm back on you niggas' head. And lay up be a ghost town if I wanted niggas dead. Run with my goon squad, cause more than half you niggas fed. It's either that you ATF or one of 50 friends. I see the wires hanging out you niggas' Levi's. But fuck it though, cause the nigga did let me in. But he ain't wanna see the game in HD on ESPN. I think the boy was Johnny, we was the best of friends. Then shit flipped, went to his homes like I was Mexican. We all know the rest, put the burner to his chest. Hit him with 300 balls and let the streets do the rest. Yes, terror is over, you can eat now. Jason killed Freddy, the whole world can sleep now. Dream snatcher, that's me now. Take your money, lay your bitch ass on the beach now. I can see it, a G-Unit beach pal. Another man on it, y'all about to tan on it. Send some little goons by to kick some fucking sand on it. We ain't watching, go ahead, nigga, jam on it. Damn, homie, in high school, you was the man, homie. You was lucky in Manhattan, the clip jam. But come to Cali, you a moose and some quicksand. You sink, nigga, like a fucking boat with bullet holes in it. Butter soft banks, you a bitch, man. Me and you was cool till 50 unscrewed your kickstand. And Yayo turning your senior citizen wristband. Slap the shit out you for at Lil Henchman. And just like the old days, I play the bench, man. Drake play the big hand, I'm cool with the sixth man. Never selfish, nigga, I'm eating shellfish, nigga. My legacy will never die, the black Elvis, nigga. Come check me out in Graceland, nigga, for the guitar I made then. Glock by my pelvis, clipped by the waistline. On the block like Chris Bosh, shoot it from the baseline. We at the 350 mark, it's break time. Hey, yo, go get the hell out the car, man. Nah, this Purple Haze, nigga, I'm about to roll this shit up, get high, nigga. Finish this motherfucking 400 bars. Nah, my key's right there. By that coconut Ciroc. Yeah, let's go. Yo, tell them runners I'm hungry, man. Give me some fresh toast, bacon and shit. Run up on you with 50 beans and 50 chefs. Niggas thinking it's the game, trying to push a leg. Call a timeout, like I'm out. All these soft-ass rappers faking the crime route. Niggas got real quiet, now to shine out. Don't make me smuggle them out of Belize and pull them nines out. Niggas scared now, my goon squad here now. We turning on the headlights and running over dibs now. Yeah, all up in the woods, what's good? And I'm the only one you rap niggas should fear now. You see a G-Unit poster, you better tear it down. I'm talking to you, motherfucker, so turn around. The beef ever lives, never ever put your burner down. I beat the shit out these niggas, they seem to turn it now. Stripped of their manhood, ass naked like they Sherman now. While I build a top on the block and just burn it out. Hit the strip club with my niggas and just turn it out.
Hey, yo, that G-Z motherfucking Lambo, shit cold.
They got free hot wings, they bring your full service out. It's all good, we straight, time to perm it out. Cat Williams, run up in your house, tie you up and make you watch while we run through your spouse.
Slip up your fucking blouse. Tiger Woods been in this. No thank you. Pass that bitch to Memphis. Get what I came for. Stuff it inside the rainstorm. 380 balls in. Get ready for the main course.
Yo, give me a couple of napkins or salad fork. I'm starving.
June 15th, one of us gotta change course, but not the one that spit 400 blunted and ain't horse. 8 plaques on the wall, hang yours. Before you get one, I probably had 8 more. It never been about the money with me, just been about trying to get my niggas something to eat. Take them on a couple tours, get them something to beat. Never satisfied, that's why we keep the guns on the seat. Yeah, all I know is Glock, Glock, and Ciroc. Who got a blunt I can cheat? Niggas running around like Indians, but nah, not one of them cheat. Killer California, I'm just one of the beasts. Take a fucking bloodbath and bathe myself with the beast. It's the home stretch, but I ain't even home yet. Only thing that stop me is me, I'm my own threat. Eating lobsters, writing Al Capone checks. I still ain't on the level of Nori or Capone yet. Niggas gon' learn respect to veterans. Nigga apologize to Q. But after this year, and after this here, niggas won't see the throne for another 6 years. P.S. motherfucker, ain't no bitch here. I'm going out the same way I came in, 5th year. I see the finish line. Shit, yeah. It's time to celebrate. Canary, bring that Chris here. Sticks tail crack, bring the cars around the back. 406 bars, bitch. It's a rap.
Shop.spatitup.com. Customizing in spats, arm sleeves, custom uniforms, headwear, and a variety of sports apparel. Spat It Up has been servicing the sports world for nearly 2 decades. Specializing in football, basketball, baseball, track, hockey, lacrosse, swimming, and wrestling. Go to the website shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Check out some of the sports packages and receive special discounts. No order is too small or too large for Spat It Up. Be sure to check out our Wear Your Words t-shirt section. shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Or give us a call toll-free at 1-844-772-8887. That's 1-844-772-8887. SpatItUp.com, the world's largest customized online sports company. And remember, when you can bat it up.
Yeah, 2S Entertainment, your one-stop shop for everything entertainment. Okay. Music production.
Mixer and mastering.
Video production.
Website.
Graphic design.
EPK.
Artist development.
DJ.
And much more. Special rates and discounts. Studios nationwide. For more information, call 909-237-4130. Or you can visit 2westent.com. Tighten them white dudes down your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. True, where? Yeah.
Hip-hop.
Go, turn
the
down, turn the
Lamborghini Mercy.
The hip-hop list.
You ready, homie?
Hip-hop.
Hit the club.
All the hip-hop is right here.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
The little homie flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
True West Radio, what the fuck is up? Kenny Scratch is up in the building, along with DJ L. Love. What the hell does it do?
Hey, yeah.
What the business is?
What's up, brother?
Oh, nothing up here. I had to finish working on some shit. I was hoping some people could come in and be in here so you could take over for about 10 to 15 more minutes.
Oh, shit.
All you gotta do is log in. You're working without being the host.
You need to get my career in here.
Huh?
My nephew gone.
I said, I got to get a few minutes to get my computer in here. Get somebody to bring my computer in here, huh?
It's all good. I mean, I got time. I just trying to finish up something real quick. And then ain't nobody on here but us anyway. Shit, that's why I played the old goddamn 400 boards of the game.
This shit was jamming. I was like, damn, this. I was trying to figure out who it was at first.
Yeah, that's the game, nigga. That's my shit, nigga. 400 board.
Yeah. That shit's amazing, bro.
Oh, yeah, that nigga go. That's what inspired me to do. I was going to do 400 by myself.
Yeah.
Then Trudy did 100. I did 100. And then one of my other boys talking about, he did 100. So it might turn out to be 400.
So you haven't added his to y'all's yet?
Hell. Huh?
You haven't added his 100 to y'all's 100 yet?
No, not yet.
Okay.
He go out to record it and send it to him.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what he said. But it's been a whole lot of motherfuckers lying, saying that they had 100 boys and never seen them. Trudy in the building.
Hey. Ooh, I got the clap.
You better go to the doctor. You better go to the doctor.
What y'all talking about, 100 bars? Who said to do 100 bars?
Who said that he was going to do 100 bars? Not G, like the other G.
Yeah, the other G.
Yeah, he said he had his 100 bars ready.
He was ready that night, I think, but he just got to get to the studio. All that snowing down there.
Oh, yeah, that motherfucker was fucking out there in the goddamn Dakota, cold Dakota.
Yep, it snowed in.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Ooh, fuck that.
Don't sing your song, Scrat.
I can't live nowhere with tornadoes and floods. Now, blizzards. Shit, nobody want to be in no goddamn blizzard. Nigga, I'm stuck in the house. Nigga, I smoke cigarettes. I need blunt and I need beer. So you mean to tell me I can't go to the stove?
Mm-hmm. Can't get none of that unless you stock up before time.
But nigga got to start walking in that tall ass snow.
Can you imagine though, trying to walk in this shit and every step you take, your foot go all the way down to the bottom and the snow and shit is up around your BB's thigh.
Yeah, that's how it is for him. I think it's up to his waist.
Nigga, no.
When I first moved up here, it snowed like a motherfucker. I said, well, I'm about to go to the stove. And that's the way that shit was. It wasn't probably high as what they got. But the shit damn near came to my knees, and I had to walk across the damn snow, and the snow was right across the street. Oh, but nigga, I'm gonna tell you. Nigga, I made a sled, because you had to walk up the hill, down up the driveway. I made a sled, and I put some motherfucking shits at the bottom. Me and them kids was having fun. We was flying down that goddamn driveway on them sleds.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Little kids had motherfucking trash can tops, all kind of shit, nigga. We was out there floating.
What?
Yeah, but I did walk to the store in the snow. I was like, oh my God. And that was my first time ever doing that. Yeah, it's it. When we was on tour, like in Denver and all that shit, Minnesota, we had people to go to the store for us, so they was used to that shit. Motherfucker pull up on a snowmobile on your ass. And them motherfuckers love
all the way you tell them.
Them motherfuckers got snowmobiles, nigga.
Hate the snow. It was 80 degrees yesterday. It's 40 today.
Wow.
Yeah, it should be like freezing tonight here.
Yeah, it's supposed to be 20 tonight.
Oh, shit.
Oh, he's funny. He think he funny.
What?
Ain't no what.
What you talking about? You
know, I heard that in the background.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get it?
I caught wind from it too.
Huh?
Did you get it?
Y'all get what? Your verse?
Well, I had, yeah.
Yeah, it's already on there.
Okay, good. I did it over too. For the sale.
Yep. Buddha Ali, Zone 24 TV, Others Never Sleep, Buddha Ali Promotion, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Yay, yay. What's happening, family? It's your brother, Buddha Ali, Zone 24 TV, Hustlers Never Sleep, Buddha Hype Promotion, also representing that Docs Entertainment and the United Hoods of America, man, right here on True West Radio, the most dangerous radio station, on Blog Talk, man. Right here with
Come
my
on.
Man King Scratch, DJ Heavy Love, Truly a Sweet Pea, JoJo, Confetti the Realest Soldier, and anybody else that comes on this scandal in the panel and we round. I'm like, yeah, I ain't say no scandal, but there ain't no scandal here. But you really got them getting put in the mix, and you got them on a pick. Hey, it's happening like that right here on True West Radio, man. Once again,
ooh,
it's your boy representing Oklahoma, Texas.
Yeah.
If you don't know what that is, that's Arkansas, Louisiana, Texas, Oklahoma, the four-state area, man, right in the middle of the South. Not up there in Atlanta, not over there in the Carolinas and all that. Now, we love y'all. It's all the South, but right here in the heart of the South. The heart, you hear me?
That's
what it is. Buddha Ali, True West Radio.
Come on, yeah, you deserve
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
yeah.
What's up, Barbara?
I wait till after the show do my ad-libs.
All right, man, just tuning in. I just coming in early. You know, I used to come in on that 9 o'clock train. I use that 9 as the number I've been using for years, but it's 8:30, man, so we're going to play a little dirty. We're going to come in there like that and work it with y'all, man, till 11, till the 2 o'clock in the morning. Y'all know the after hour might be on there till 3, like DJ Screw, 3 in the morning.
Hey, nigga, y'all motherfuckers, I don't cut y'all off. I don't cut y'all off. I just hang up and let y'all finish talking. Y'all talk as long as y'all want to, shit.
Hey, man, one time we were up so long, goddamn me, I had went to sleep. The motherfucker was still on. It was 7:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. Motherfucker was still on Blog Talk. I said, goddamn, I said, I really was out of there. I stayed on there. We stayed about 4 one night.
Ooh-wee.
What's happening, though? What's the topic for tonight? There's a lot of shit to talk about, man. Y'all ain't got nothing on the table and cutting it up and rolling it up, putting it in the air.
No.
I heard that they was trying to get together for Gangsta Boo's funeral or something today. I heard that. Then Elvis' daughter died. You know, not that. You know.
Lisa?
Yeah, Lisa Marie Presley died. Yesterday.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I mean, that ain't... I wasn't an Elvis fan and nothing like that. He only had one damn song that I liked.
Elvis was a mulatto. Elvis really a black man. He was beige in a motherfucker. Even though we don't know, he was beige in the motherfucker, man. He was really a mulatto. He was, really, though. That's why he had the nigga Tony. He had that nigga Tony that the other white singers couldn't get. You know what I'm saying? He the one close to come to it. But he was mulatto like Abraham Lincoln. Him and Abraham Lincoln come from the same tribe. They were like, you know, they had that back, you know. They were had, you know, the Caucasian mountains in them, but they still had the field, the cotton picker in the field nigga bloodline, because a lot of that was happening. Somebody went out there after dogs were prowling.
Yep, That's why Abraham Lincoln was letting the slaves go.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean? Hell yeah.
Start from scratch, that's the way you gotta hustle. Little weak boys, no scratch, got the muscle. Taking over spots.
You so weak, bro. You so weak, weak. Weak, bro.
Who that calling somebody out on the balls?
He know what I'm saying. It's truly
it. I feel where you come from. I'm just fucking with y'all. I know y'all pumping
no,
this shit
up
to go hard.
She mad because she ain't heard my verse of this song.
And he playing it in the background.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm listening.
Oh, right. But you didn't even hear how we did. He put a little hook on that motherfucker.
Did he?
Yeah. Yep.
Hey, man, whenever y'all shoot a video, that's when y'all going to blow up. Whenever y'all shoot a video, that's where y'all going to blow up. That shit going to take off. Truly King Scratch. That right there.
Well, one of my,
Beauty and the Beast. That shit going to kick out like that.
Oh, so I'm a beast now.
Well, you know, you're the king of the lion. You the lion king, nigga. You the lion king, man. What did you say? You King Scratch.
Simba.
You got... Yeah, man, you got the mane and everything. You know why?
I guess that's why I'm growing my hair back. Like a
you white lion, man.
Hey, well, you seen my profile picture on Facebook.
Well, I seen you when y'all went in the studio, you were holding your head and baby boy was rapping with that food in his mouth and that grill. When you had your head down, you like it. One of them clips truly had on our page. Y'all were in the studio and do a rap. I don't know if that was Trill.
Oh yeah,
Hill.
That was my cousin.
Oh, that was your cousin.
Yeah.
And he was flowing and scratching, holding his head down. Had
that's
them locks on and still
was...
playing the motherfucker. I said scratch
yeah,
on the poor level early in the morning.
That's the same one that went to Houston with me.
I said, y'all up there early in the morning because Scratch was held with his head down. He on them 211 at 10 a.m. man. Y'all probably got there. Y'all from the South. Y'all probably 2 hours ahead. Scratch probably now waking up when y'all come over there.
Something like that.
That beer for breakfast, man. White boy got his call and gave me patent to moonshine.
Hey, man. Beautiful down to King Scratch. That's why they call him King, man. Scratch sit up there and send a virus to my computer, knocked my whole computer out, man. I couldn't sit up here and beat him in a DJ battle. So he done won.
Hell.
I don't know. What the hell you talking about?
My computer froze up. I just got it back up and running, man.
What I got to do with that?
I'm in here with George Clinton right now, man. Yeah, I'm in here with George Clinton right now, man. We on the mothership, man. We sitting up there, we pulling that sugar booger and that dookie stick.
What's wrong with you?
That's Mr. Everwell.
It ain't no zap claps came in that motherfucker. It don't make no sense.
Oh, I got all that, man.
Okay. I got you.
George Clinton called me, said the mothership gonna land about 6 o'clock. I've been looking out the window ever since.
No, nigga, it's gonna land on your roof, so you gotta get a ladder.
Oh, shoot. Yeah, man, my whole deal crashed, man. I was doing this track for this female, my whole, because I was on the phone with Confetti. I looked at the screen. My screen turned blue and just said, man, your computer's shutting down, and didn't get to save it. So I had to start all over again.
You don't have auto save on that program?
You gotta go in there and save it. And I, and like I said, I was done with the song. I just didn't save it because Confetti called. So
I've learned to save at least every 5 or 10 minutes, so I won't lose the whole song if I did.
Yeah, it didn't take me but 20 minutes to do the track. So I had it done. And then Confetti called, and I'm talking to him, and I didn't think it was gonna do that. Like, I save it and email it over to the girl as soon as she hit Cash App, and then turn around and backfire.
I'm so done.
How y'all doing today?
I'm doing that shit on purpose, right?
Yeah, I know you're doing it on purpose.
You know I'm doing that shit on purpose.
Shame on you, Scratch. Welcome. Who's that, Sexy Red?
No, that's Trulius.
Oh, Trulius. Okay.
Red is up in there right now, though.
Welcome.
Hey.
Yeah,
what you call it, man?
My ears got to get back tuned in, Trulius. Yeah, you know, I'm distraught right now. You know, I lost that session with all that hard work.
No, man.
George Clinton called me, said he's going on tour.
I'm gonna tell you some good ass shit. I've lost so many damn songs in my life by some idiot tripping over the cord and taking the power plug out, power going out, and that happens a whole lot around here. But do you know if you remember what you was doing? It come out better than it did the first time.
Well, this one is. I just got to remember what bass I was using. So that's why I'm just scrolling through my basses and trying to find out what bass I used on the track, man. I'm doing a nice R&B track, man. It's real nice, man. I just got to figure out what bass I'm going to use.
Yeah, well, see, that's what it is, man. You always, whenever you lose a song, the second version come out way better than the first one did. I mean,
facts.
Well, this one's going to be, what you call it? I'm going to give you a sneak peek right quick and let you get back to your program. Here's going to sneak peek. Let me see.
Hey.
Yo.
Hey.
Sticking sad at the bullshit in the game.
Right.
Ain't nothing major right yet.
Oh, okay. Sound good to me, shit. Maybe I should give you a sneak peek or something. No, I ain't gonna do it because then Trudy is gonna get mad.
What you say? I ain't gonna be mad.
Yes, you are.
It's summertime.
He can still play the motherfucking beats on her, but he won't see nobody none of the motherfuckers.
Let me see.
Yeah, I see it.
What you talking about? Hey?
Hold on, Henry.
Hold on. I'll
what
play,
I say. What are you talking about?
I know what I do. I'll play the instrumental.
Damn this shit. Look this shit.
Yeah, well, yeah,
motherfucker
can
always
interrupt
the show and play a different beat here and there, but can't sit in the motherfucking beat. How about that?
What?
Oh,
yeah,
shit.
You
know,
here we go.
Yeah,
hear me.
I ain't here with you. I'm
that nigga.
Every little say nobody sent him no beats. What he talking about? Every little say nobody sent him.
That's all. Don't send him because I can't hold my ear all day.
That nigga got to learn how to rap first.
Oh.
You can beat like a rap off of.
Every little go hard now. You done fucked up, Prince Hall.
Whenever you get through it, I'm still a freestyle champion right now because ain't nobody challenged me and we ain't had no freestyle since I won before. Now, how about this?
Big facts.
I'm gonna let you win, bro. Huh?
Facts.
Big facts.
I won. You won because I let you win. That's all that was.
We know what you called it.
Hey, I told you. I said you won.
I let you feel like you could have won. I just let you feel like you could have won. Because I really was just playing with y'all.
All right, well, that's back. It's back on next Friday. Fuck that. Y'all done pissed me off now. It's on next Friday. It's on again. Fuck that.
Motherfucker in Los Angeles in the building. God damn. Hold on.
Got him going down. I know. That's what I like to do. Like
motherfucker, get down now. You better get down, nigga.
Yeah.
No, nigga, I will not fold.
Uh-oh.
Hey, you ain't got to, because I'm going to fold you for
the
you.
Love.
Yeah.
That's the love boat. The love boat.
One thing I don't do is
being,
nigga. I don't do no being.
And your boy, too. Anybody try to get me, I got him. Anybody try to get me, I got him.
Everywhere, where he at?
He got quiet and upset because I just see y'all so shifty.
All the motherfucking devices, he done got quiet. All the motherfucking
And you remember he was freestyling with us too.
Mr. Edward been waiting on that. Now he done got quiet.
Y'all done. The beast is back.
Y'all know I miss. I had to do something to start some miss here.
Hell, well, Confetti ain't on here yet to start some shit, because I know as soon as he get on.
Hey, that's what I'm saying. My backup ain't here. I know Confetti is. He got my back. You know what I'm saying? Me and Confetti riding to real fast
shit. That motherfucker Red Vali talk shit, so he told Confetti to help him. And
man, what happened
first
to that dude, man?
Huh?
What happened to that dude?
He was about to get his ass smoked. That's what happened to him.
What?
That nigga,
Not a preacher, Scratch.
That nigga's
a preacher.
Nah, he's
the dude owed me some money and felt like he didn't have to pay me. So he only paid half. And so I'm waiting. I'm just asking him for the money. Well, I didn't use none of your tracks or nothing like that, so I don't feel like I owe you the money. So I'm like, all right, fuck it then. So keep your shit. You know what I'm saying? Then he started telling me, tell Scotty, give Scotty my money back, and you know what I'm saying? We'll be cool. I say, nigga, you ain't getting a motherfucking thing back.
God.
So I don't know if this nigga feel like he called my house phone. Yeah, motherfucker, when I see you, we gonna have to catch the fair one. I'm like, tuh. So. He went somewhere where he wasn't supposed to go. You didn't hear the 100 bars that I did? Here come another nigga thinking that he hard. Better bring a body bag if he step up in my yard. Fool, this is true. You don't want to go there. Talking about a fight. Huh?
I say, you see how dangerous this radio space? I'm talking to the listeners.
So he wants to go there.
Preacher's short,
like, all right.
The preacher's short on the 50, and he's going to get took out.
Man.
What do you say?
This piss for you. This piss for you, cousin.
Yeah, well, I mean.
Don't step in the yard. And don't miss that word. No.
I'm just saying, and I was perfectly calm.
I thought y'all
so
raised
was,
up together, man. I thought y'all was the playground and shit.
Nope. But he just told Scotty a few weeks ago, man. I got to call and apologize to Scratch. I was like, it's all good. Cause
yeah, man.
Get dumbass, I feel like I found out the nigga real name. I pulled up his little semi-arrest record. And I took a picture, went on Google Maps, and took a picture of his apartment.
don't pull mine or you run out of data. Don't pull mine or you're going to run out of data.
You got about 15 computers in that motherfucker, too. I seen that when two little her cousins were rapping. I said, they're counting nine computer screens. You that motherfucker, NASA space center.
It's 30.
Who are you? Who are you, two scratch? Who are you?
It screams everywhere.
Who are you, two scratch? Who are you, King Scratch? Really do with all them screens, man?
What do you really do?
Yeah, you must be motherfucking CIA out there in the desert, too. So you know about Area 51 and all that. You know about the UFOs, huh?
Yeah, they, you know what I'm saying? I be watching, you know what I'm saying, just in case. Might be some, you know, something going on I might need to see.
So there is an underground city up underneath your studio.
Shit,
it's a trap door that drops down.
Bigfoot lived down
that's
there,
how you
bro.
Be going
don't
to the
no
store
party.
So quick, you say, I'm gonna go to the store. And I said, damn, now. And you come back, so you going through the underground tunnel. And you come up in Los Angeles at the corner store. You get you 211, you go back down in the ground after you get off in the alley.
Shit, I wish.
You back in Barstow.
I wish.
Stretch, you might well go on for me that.
Yeah, I got to do, one ad-lib, that's it. And I didn't even put the scratching on there.
I'm talking about that beat you playing. You mean I wrote a track to that.
Oh,
dog.
You talking about that track right there?
Mm-hmm. You already know I got something wrong for that.
Oh, yeah. Hell, it's in my computer, ain't it?
Yep.
Oh, I got a fight.
You still need me to get the computer?
Huh?
You still need me to get the computer?
The new computer.
I said, do you need me to get my computer now?
Oh, no, I'm good. I mean, you can get it
okay.
If you want
well,
to.
Tell them how everybody doing.
Hey,
Hey. Just speaking. How everybody doing?
Oh, hanging like wet clothes.
Are you?
Who is this?
All right.
You said you hit that Powerball last week.
Mm-hmm. In a matter of fact. That is shit.
King Scratch.
Yes.
You know you missed my birthday, right?
Oh, I did, my bad. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
I've been 40 years old. I don't know how to feel about that. Y'all need to tell me what should I expect getting closer to 40. I don't know.
Don't
do a good knee challenge.
Hey, look. Let me tell you something.
I miss it everywhere.
I'm gonna tell you, you only get as old as you feel. Now you might start having some kind of medical condition sometime, but other than that,
I'm playing because I mean a bitch is feeling every bit of arthritis like motherfuckers. So.
I just told you don't do a good knee challenge.
Yeah.
Make sure you put your big
you
mama back on the dresser Saturday night when you come in from the club so she don't be late for church trying to find it. So your hair gonna start falling out. Or they gonna turn gray.
Oh yeah, that's one thing. It's gonna everything gonna start graying.
Okay.
Gonna be in the shower, you gonna look down and be like, where the fuck does gray hair come from?
Hell, I'm already seeing that. Do your patience get thinner the older you get?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know the thing about it is, what I always called myself is the old man on the porch. And I used to hate that motherfucker. Because if we do our football or something and it went in his yard, you go in there, you try to hurry up and run and grab your ball. And if that motherfucker on the porch, get off my goddamn lawn. I couldn't stand that motherfucker. It was about five of the motherfuckers on our block. We used to like to play football in the middle of the street. And, yeah, so your patients do they start getting thinner and thinner because you start feeling like you ain't got to take no bullshit from nobody, even though you already was like that. It just gets
I'm the old dog on the porch. See, I let y'all young puppies run out there and chase the mail truck and then get ran over. Y'all start hollering back on the porch. And then you ask the old dog, how come you don't chase the mail truck? He says, I was a little puppy like you before, but I just used to chase my tail around in the circle. I didn't run after no damn car.
Or you can move to a country that got 13 months and you can be 7 years younger.
You know what I mean? I thought when I turned 50, I was going to be like, oh, boy, a nigga whole 50. I've been in this world 50 years. But I didn't feel no better. I was still out. I'm 55. I still go play basketball. I still do all kind of shit. You know what I mean? It's just when you start feeling, when you get a certain age, a whole lot of people slow the fuck down. They don't do the same thing that they used to do. You know what I'm saying? If it's like some kind of health issues or something, that's something different. But you only as old as you feel. You're going to fuck around, and as long as you don't stop moving, you're going to be all right. Sometimes it's going to be when you wake up in the morning and you put your foot up out of bed trying to go to the pissery, you'll be a little stiff. You'll be like, oh, shit. I need a lube and an oil change. But then after you get moving, you good. Shit. 40 ain't shit. It just sound like a big ass number. Oh, she left anyway. Where the hell did she go? Sitting up here preaching to her and she ain't even here.
She done got off the line?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Call drop. It's at a call drop.
Oh.
But in any case, shit, I'm gonna play a couple of damn songs. Shit. Yep, that go that old right there. Then Truly Your Chair is too goddamn low.
My what?
Your chair.
Why are you in my chair?
That's
all right.
I'm in my chair first. This is what I do the radio show in front of the computer. I do the radio show in your chair. Motherfucker, what, I supposed to put some plastic on this motherfucker?
That would be nice.
Yeah, I bet. When you come down here next time, I'm going to put it in your rental car so you can take it home with you. Hold on, man. Let me get on my own balls for a minute. I'm going to play some couple of King Scratch on. So, let me see here. What do I want to play?
Damn, that's sad. I'm going to hit $1,000 on the lotto and then went to jail.
$1,000?
She hit the $50,000. Her boyfriend had raped her daughter, and then they were looking for her, and she went to go get claim the prize, and they recognized her and locked her up. Now she going to spend all $50,000 trying to get out of, she held without bond, so it don't matter.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Well, where this happened at?
In Florida. They've been hitting down here on the lotto, man. Man hit for $15 million last week, and they've been hitting for two. Woman around the corner hit for $2 million. The man around the corner hit for $1 million right here.
I'm telling you, what time is it? Hell, I got to keep looking at the clock because I got to make it to the damn stove before 7:45. Nigga, the lotto all year is $1.3 billion.
That's crazy.
That's everywhere.
I was gonna ask everybody to throw a number out there and use those numbers, and then I share it with y'all.
Four.
Hold on. Let me see something. What's the one I got this number? Wait, hold on. Hold on. I got to get something to write on. My damn show getting ready to go get this motherfucker. That's why Hell Love going to have to help me out in a minute. If he ain't went to sleep or something. All right. Here we go. You say 4? 23. All right.
52.
52.
You had to pick a number, correct?
18. That was a hell of a year. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Let me see. I'll pick one more. Which one would be good? 55, shit. Nah, I ain't going to pick 55. How old is my granddaughter? 1 is 9. Now I need a mega number. Pick a number in between 1 and 50.
I took it.
Nice.
Huh?
10.
Okay. Somebody else?
Luda? 7.
7. 10, 7.
Y'all finna make me go buy a ticket.
It's gonna hit.
My grandma got it before she passed. She been writing a lottery down since it started. And she passed in 2005, so she got about, I don't know, about at least 20 or 25 years with each number that every came out with it, with pick 3 lotto, Tobo, for the last 20-something years until 2007.
Yeah, I need to win something. If I get that motherfucker, he's going to be on. On. Yeah. I'm going to win, and I ain't going to tell y'all motherfuckers. I'm just going to bounce. Where's Scratch at? That motherfucker. I'm somewhere in the Caribbean, nigga. Bunk, 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 bunk. They're going like, damn, it ain't no more True West Radio. Hell no, nigga. I got $1.3 billion. I'm out.
Read that.
Huh? I'm going to go buy the Cowboys so I can change their name.
What you going to change it to?
Cowgirl.
Did somebody call my name, Truist?
I'm going to buy the 49ers and I'm going to change their name. I'm going to change their name to 48ers and I hope you
won.
Oh.
I'm going to let you get away with it.
Frank, you seen that picture I sent you earlier?
I was just about to cuss you out about that.
I thought you was finna post it. Update your profile
picture.
Wait a minute. Fuck no. She going to send me a picture of a goddamn cowboy hat. Talk about I seen
you didn't
this.
Look
oh,
at it right.
You.
It was at the thrift store for 1 penny.
Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah, I'm going to post that. I didn't even look at that. I just seen the cowboy. I'm like, ain't this a bitch? So it was a cowboy app for one penny, and it just sat there.
Look on, yeah, look at the thing. Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to have to Photoshop this motherfucker so I can put a circle around it. One penny part.
You see?
Oh, yeah, it's going down. It was ready, man. We getting ready to jump into a couple of jams, man. You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah. You know what I forgot to do? Because I was going to put the Friday the 13th music on here. But I was doing something else. But I could say, well, I guess happy Friday the 13th. Because I don't know about y'all, but Friday the 13th be lucky for me.
That's why you going to hit them numbers. Going to hit them. You go play them numbers. You actually going to hit.
Yeah, because.
And we got this recorded. This thing to come is recorded right here on 2S Radio.
They're going to be like, we gave you those numbers. I'm still going to be in the Caribbean, nigga.
Read that.
I'm still going to be in the Caribbean. I'm going to be taking snapshots with a motherfucking big ass, what's that motherfucker? A pineapple with a drink in the middle with some umbrellas.
TV. That's confetti, y'all. Confetti the real soldier.
Oh, Lord, I got him.
What's going down?
Yep.
Scratch gonna get that goddamn ticket out. I'm trying to get my daughter to go buy mine. She ducking me. What's happening? I need my ticket.
Man. Boy. It's a one in some fucking but million people that's gonna win. They got a chance to win. And nobody ain't won, but the twist is some of the people got some of the numbers and they still got some millions.
Yeah, but that juggle's still a billion even though they nicked off it. I don't care if I give me a nick off it or hit the big thing. Come on now.
I want the
give
big thing.
Give me some
thing.
Numbers.
Fuck on that little thing. I want the big thing. You know what I'm saying?
Scraps, you gonna hit, man.
I hope so.
If I hit scratch, I'll get you another swamp cooler. I know it's going to be hot, goddammit.
Nigga, if I hit, I'm not gonna, I ain't going to need no swamp cooler.
I said, if I hit, I'll buy you a swamp cooler.
Oh, well, thank
you. You're going to buy the whole swamp, huh?
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah, nigga, with the gators.
Yeah, feed you to the gators.
Nigga, the gators and everything in that swamp. Cause that's what my house gonna have a drawbridge, like a castle. It's gonna be in a moat all the way around that motherfucker.
Man, ain't no swamp in the desert, man.
Oh well, nigga, I'll put something to eat your ass up in that live in the desert.
I'm gonna buy him a tiny house with a San Francisco 49 toilet in the kitchen right next to the stove.
And
I like that idea.
And I'm gonna roll that motherfucker and drop it right off at your house. You're gonna wake up in the morning and look out the window like, what the fuck? Yeah.
Every time he go fixing something to eat on the stove, you're gonna have to take a shit on the 49er toilet.
Right. Hey, Nick, when I first moved out here, my studio was like basically in the dining room, and it was like about four steps from the stove. Shit, nigga, studio motherfucking restaurant, it was going down. Shit, nigga, I was making hamburgers, making beats at the same time. Shit.
I missed the burger when I was there. We were recording right there.
You've never been to that spot. You got
man,
a whole
lot of studio set right by the door.
But
right across
nigga,
from the
that's,
kitchen.
That's across the goddamn driveway. I'm talking about nigga.
No, I'm saying when you had it set up, you was carding right across from the kitchen. You was carding right there.
Oh,
one time
oh, oh. When I had the stuff in the dining room.
Right.
Oh yeah. That's because it was just too hot to be out here. Shit. So I had to put.
That's where you record the drop.
Yeah, because you know that. You know the fucking the air conditioner, the air duct was right there under the table.
Okay.
I had to get the fuck out of here because nigga, it was like people, we've been found dead up in this motherfucker. Shit, it was too hot to be out here. I grabbed all my goddamn studio and took it in the house. But now I ain't got to worry about that type of shit, though. Well, True West Radio, man, I'm going to get into a couple of damn songs. Give us a call, 323-642-1597. What the hell song am I going to play? I know I like this. I want to hear this. True West.
Niggas hate to see you coming. For a whole 2 hours, your mouth gon' be running. Talking about nothing, cause you haven't sold this CD yet. I wonder how your mind is set. Like, you gon' be me making tracks?
I don't think so.
Ever had a hit, I don't whack?
I don't think so.
Your little group, they done fell out the game. And nobody outside your neighborhood knows your name. People gotta hit because it's mandatory. Your skill and my skill, that's a whole different category. A different story, I don't brag on mine. I roll my shit so tight that you can't get a drag off mine. So keep your mouth closed and your eyes open. Get no dose, I got one line to kill all your solos. Hate me if you want to, cause I don't give a shit. But you got to be more careful who you fucking with. You talk too much and it don't make sense. It's down to the point when niggas hate to see you coming. You lie so much that it don't make sense. For a whole 2 hours, your mouth gon' be running. You brag so much that it don't make sense. It's got to the point where niggas hate to see you coming. Niggas hate to see you coming and it don't make sense.
Yeah, man, I'm mad.
One beer, two beers, three beers, four. I hate to see you coming when you drink one more. Because you start talking and won't shut the fuck up. Niggas leaving, telling war stories, niggas ain't believing. Forget what you had and fuck what you got. Stop saying you a player, cause a player's what you not. Mr. How you made me get that? But it's a cold thing when nobody wants your ass around. And that's real, I don't care how you take it. When your car pulls up, we are ready to shake it. Cause we don't wanna hear that same old shit. Can't be speaking, I guess them whack brews got you tweaking. Anyway, you need to find some new combo. Get drunk, shut the fuck up, or don't drink no more. Then 9 times out of 10, your ass will stop coming. And we won't have to leave when we see your ass coming. You talk too much and it don't make sense. It's got to the point where niggas hate to see you coming. You lie so much that it don't make sense. For a whole 2 hours, your mouth gon' be running. You brag so much that it don't make sense. It's got to the point where niggas hate to see you coming. Niggas hate to see you coming and it don't make sense.
Yeah, man,
I'm again pulling up in my driveway with his music turned up to 10. Sometimes I'm home but won't answer the door. Keeping out the blinds, walking soft across the floor. Dogs going off because the doorbell's ringing. I just don't want to hear that demo song that you be singing about how much money you make. Can't wait to come over and brag every time you get paid. Not as good as the phrases you use, but you keep backsliding right up out of your shoes. Hypocrite liar, and everybody knows. Once you get started, your mouth will never close. We used to be tight, now I can't stand your ass. Me and you being homies is a thing of the past.
Right.
You just like a nigga in the street bumming. I'm going the other way when I see your ass coming. You talk too much and it don't make sense. It's got to the point where niggas hate to see you coming. You lie so much that it don't make sense. For a whole 2 hours, your mouth gon' be running. You brag so much that it don't make sense. It's got to the point where niggas hate to see you coming. Niggas hate to see you coming and it don't make sense.
Yeah, man, I'm mad.
And it don't make sense. It's got to the point where niggas hate to see you coming. You lie so much that it don't make sense. For a whole 2 hours, your mouth gon' be running. You brag so much that it don't make sense. It's got to the point where niggas hate to see you coming. Niggas hate to see you coming and it don't make sense.
Yeah, man, I'm mad.
Central West. Yeah. King Scratch. Hill Gate. Judah Free. Yeah. I bring something new to the table. Had to shake a few minutes cause they mind was unstable. I raise game, they not able to comprehend. Dumb asses bringing beef to the lion's den. All the snakes try to hide in the tall grass. Here comes scraps, snapping necks, better all ass. No points, just dance. All your boys, you are any you want. I got the toast, better break fast. You can't laugh with the niggas that's true. Up with his head.
The king stands alone. I got my own castle, but the king stands alone. get ever for the money and get out before it's too late. I don't bullshit nobody, always dedicated, and treat my niggas like we're related. I'll be that same nigga that you met the first time. I won't change up when my status starts to climb. Leaving situations like I'm leaving a bitch. When I blow up, don't show up when a nigga get rich. You can't realize a good thing until it's gone. My back's against the wall, that's why the king stands alone. The king stands alone, the king stands alone. I got my own army, but the king stands alone. The king stands alone, the king stands alone. I got my own coach, but the king stands alone. The king stands alone, the king stands alone. I got my own castle, but the king stands alone. The king stands alone, the king stands alone. I got with everybody, so the king stands alone. If I was selfish, I could do this all by myself. I could rap and produce, I don't need nobody else. That's not the biz, I got faith in my niggas. And I'm gonna pull them out, any hoes that he did. If it's out of kindness, they don't owe me shit. All them self-centered niggas is the ones that I stop fucking with. Getting what they want, and that's all that they need. Trying to get you full off that bullshit they feed. Putting whole dubs on a nickel sack of stress. Only lies and deception made them better than the rest. No skill at all, halfway up the ladder when I kick they ass balls. Put their projects on balls, starting from scratch. Not the next time you try, foundations ain't stable cause the cement ain't dry. Why, oh why, does the king stand alone? Cause I always have a place to call home. The king stands alone, the king stands alone. I got my own army, but the king stands alone. The king stands alone, the king stands alone. I got my own coach, but the king stands alone. The king stands alone, the king stands alone. I got my own castle, but the king stands alone. The king stands alone, the king stands alone. I'm down with everybody, so the king stands alone.
City to city, coast to coast.
This is Big Sean.
This is your boy T.I., man.
Hey, what's up? It's Jay-Z.
What's up, man? It's your homeboy T-Pain.
What's going on? This is Z40.
True West Radio. DJ Have Love and King Scratch. Let's get him.
Ooh, back in the game.
Back in the game. Boy, you be jamming your ass off. You know that?
Huh?
I love when you run the ball. You be jamming like a motherfucker.
Man,
when I get up on the show, I be like, damn, what the fuck this song is? What the fuck is this sketch playing?
Well, look, this is all you gotta do. All you gotta do is just go there like tomorrow. Just start the show and just go through all the songs. It's about 100,000 of them motherfuckers seem like it now, though.
I know it. I know, I might just do this sometime during the day tomorrow.
Confetti and he's fucking a lick.
Oh.
Yeah,
I mean,
is that
confetti?
That nigga in the
Confetti and Fury.
That nigga in the Cody. Somebody got to tell his story so he can go back to sleep. Yeah, that's what that nigga got, nigga. We having bear time stories, so that nigga get put to sleep.
What a wow.
Yeah, if you ain't got your computer on.
Nah, it's in the other room. Ain't nobody.
The other room. Well, you know what? I'm gonna put some background music on in a minute. And I gotta run to the corner so I can buy this goddamn ticket.
Oh, you trying to win that big money?
Fuck yeah. It's gonna take away from my beer money, but fuck it.
Ain't nothing but a dollar here.
Nah, nigga, $2.
Only $2, though? Okay.
Yeah, that's taken away from
me. I don't take blood in this
cell. Just think, if you hit, you ain't got to worry about no beer. You can buy your own beer company.
Oh, you better know it.
Do they pass Blue Ribbon?
Yeah, I'm going to have my own beer with my face on the side of the can like, hey.
That's what's
nigga,
good.
10.0% alcohol.
Oh, shit.
Beer on the land.
That is not beer.
Hey,
Mr. Really can't read it.
That is not beer, boy.
Why don't you drink my I'm gonna sell them motherfuckers for $1.50.
Who is that in Kwame Hussle?
You know, it's Mr. Everywhere over there.
What he want to do? You don't know if he want to make beats, rap, or be a singer. Me dropping it off.
Is everywhere singing like that?
Over there, about 5.5 keys off.
Let me just say 5.5 keys off.
How long will it take you to get this?
No, bring it down. A minor.
About 5 minutes.
Not even
5 minutes.
Oh,
hello.
That's
Kim.
Is that Kim?
Kim?
Hey,
man.
How you doing?
Hello.
Hey, hey. What up, Kim?
What's up? Hey, Kim.
What's up?
How y'all doing?
Oh, Kim. I'm about to go. I gotta hurry up and go buy me a damn lottery ticket. Before I missed the boat.
That's what I did. I said in about less than an hour, I'll be a billionaire.
Well, I gotta be up here before 7:45. I got 30 minutes. I mean, I got 3 minutes. 3 minutes, I'm getting the fuck up out of here.
Haley's sitting here, your producer, and she, we were just talking about what we'd do with the money.
What y'all do?
What did you do with it? I told her I wouldn't tell anybody, number one. But I would give her dad $10
million. Damn. I want out of Pappy.
Huh.
Out of Baby Pappy, boss.
What would you do with it, Haley?
I'd buy more businesses to get more money.
There you go.
Where's up?
Yep. I'd buy the Galleria. That's what I've always wanted.
I told them I was going to buy the Cowboys and change their name to the Cowgirls.
Ha. Somebody on here don't like that. Somebody out here don't like that.
Well, I'm going to buy the 49ers, and we're going to change the logo to a teardrop, the 49ers.
I got the Rams.
What's up, Mr. Everywhere?
And we'll still beat the Cowgirls. Hey, watch what you say, because I got this. I got to come back for everything now. I'm Okay.
What would you do with it, Trulia?
Me?
If you won the lottery.
I'll make sure my kids are straight. That's what I do.
That's
make
right.
Make sure all they need to submit first. That's what I do. And then.
I'll tell you exactly what I would actually do. I will build a studio on a strip in Las Vegas. That
okay.
They got the studio, the rehearsal studio, child care and everything. To where when you walk through that gate, you ain't got to go nowhere. You can get fucked up and go right upstairs and go to bed.
I like that.
I would get some. I have it to where we could babysit the kids. We had a babysitter for the kids and all that good stuff. Yep, it'd just be a big ass complex. So everybody and the rehearsal hall. So if you got to rehearse, you ain't got to go nowhere. You fuck around. They got food. Eat food. You can record. You can take your ass upstairs, go to sleep, come back down. The studio still gonna be right there. You ain't got to drive nowhere. And if you got your badass kids, somebody is taking care of them too.
My friend has a studio like that here in Houston, minus the babysitter.
Yeah. He stole my
ideas.
It's
nice.
I'm about to sue his ass.
I put one on a cruise ship.
And
travel the world.
There you go.
You say you out there in the Galleria area?
Ain't no way I'm putting a goddamn studio on a boat. That's all.
What?
I told Kaylee, I go to Vegas and put it all on black.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to do that.
No.
I lose like
you
a motherfucker.
That'd be terrible.
Nah, you know black got your back, baby. You know black got your back. Roll with the high question.
Hey,
you know black got
your
back.
God bless you. If you win.
You
win. Oh, my God. I gotta go.
Can you imagine?
Don't
yeah,
draw.
Win.
Draw tonight?
It's tonight.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, you
it's 8 o'clock. Minutes, it's 8 o'clock my time, so it'll be 10 o'clock yours. But I gotta have it in by 7:45.
Yeah, you need to go. You
yeah,
got 10 minutes.
Yeah, go ahead. You got no time.
Yeah, I'm about to push. I'm just trying to see. But I'm stuck.
Yeah.
Hell, I can walk to the store in 5 minutes. So if I get in the car, I really
well, you better go. You better go. Cause it's time that line going
to
be long.
Oh, yeah.
They gonna say we closed down. What you mean closed down? We closed down. You have to wait till next week.
I start beating their ass all the way through the line. Somebody better let me know something.
They gonna be singing here. They gonna be singing to you when you don't get your ticket.
Tell me, Scratch, can you dance
the rain? Oh.
You know I
drive you, man. They said I was too
late,
so I got my
49. All
right,
y'all hold on. I'll be
right back.
Right on.
Okay.
What
move? The true
Ali, you
still
with me?
Oh, no, don't.
Oh, well.
What's going on?
Yeah, man,
what's
going on?
I'm
trying to see, Kim, you say you're in the Galleria area, huh?
Yeah, the Galleria here in Houston.
Okay. Yeah, I know your area. I was trying to think of where the studio could be in. There's knives out there.
Oh, yeah. It's real nice. Off of Woodway. So
Oh, yeah, I know exactly where you're at now. I know exactly where it's at now. Wait, wait. I used to drive back over there when I had a Curvy across me.
Oh, where that studio is, you said?
I used to drive Express Courier.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I did that for about 2 years in Houston.
I like it over there. I lived there for a while, right at Woodway and 45, I mean Woodway and 610.
Yeah. Just right out.
Did you ever see the original Spider-Man Under the Bridge?
Yeah.
He's got his sign says that he's the original Spider-Man. He's been there for years and years and years.
He's been over there for a long time.
Mm-hmm. He's still out there. He saw him a couple weeks ago. He's got to be in his 70s.
I'm going to tell you one reason why this is to do it right now, too, because his music playing in the background. Why would you try to override the music in the background? That sounds like complete chaos. You can't enjoy the beat. You know what I'm saying? Why would you even do it? Like, you got shit going on in the background. You got background music playing. And then you want to play some more music on top of that. Everywhere
is
trying to say to it.
He's all in here.
Sam, you excited about your trip?
I'm very excited.
I'm very excited.
I'm very excited.
It's our head.
Who's all on here?
I think me, you, and him, and Suda. Buddha, you still on here?
I don't think Buddha's still on. Buddha.
I ain't
heard from. Yeah, I'm on here, man. I'm up here massaging my wife. Listen to y'all on the phone. Doing a 30-minute massage on my wife. Everything is coming steady. Y'all keep on going. I'm with y'all.
Huh.
Okay, massage
That's
on the wife. We heard that. Heard. Copy that. Hey, if you get that email,
my daughter said she was going to get some pit bulls and a 15-foot fence if we won the lottery. I was like, that's what you want? You want? And she said they would be trained, but they would have somebody standing out with them all day long. I said, who are you going to have?
Yeah.
Who's going to want to get paid to stand outside with dogs all day? She goes, we have to help our community.
Yeah. That's good. She want to help the community. You don't have kids like that very often. Is it cold
down
there?
Yeah, it's like 50.
Brand new banger.
You need to come out on the 3rd. When I get ready to come down there.
You're coming
on
the 3rd?
Yes.
Where at?
I'm going to have to see you flying.
You know I'll be there, girl. You know I'll be there. I'm actually, the weekend we're going to California is my kid's dad's weekend, so I'm going to tell him to trade me weekend.
Cool. This is what I need.
What is the 3rd? Is it on a Friday?
It's on a Friday.
Okay.
It should have been on... Brand new
course, girl. Of course.
I just sent it to your inbox.
That dude that I went on a date with is probably going to be there if South Park is going to be there.
You look at this. Let me see. What do you see? Oh, yeah, I see that. But do you see the special guest?
Hell yeah. I'm,
and cooking with flavor?
Girl, I will be there. Street Military is going to be there. I will be there.
You said who's going to be there?
Street Military and Scarface and Murder One.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I will be there.
Brand new banger.
Mr. Missy Scarface went up and down the block. Yeah, y'all don't know. That's the legend right there, Scarface.
Mm-hmm.
Let me share it, because she tagged me in it, but let me go on and share it.
All you got to do is go in there singing Mind Playing Tricks on Me. What? You must be a fan of mine. You're like, hell yeah. You do that. Bim, 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 bim.
Hmm. I got to go back and find the man name.
I just heard Billy Cook's name this week from somebody I was talking to. I can't remember who it was. He's on that flyer,
that's,
too.
That's the guy to go to in Houston.
Is it?
Billy Cook is on over 100 albums.
I just was talking to somebody that mentioned his name today. Or not today, this week sometime.
Yeah, Billy Cook is on. He just called me. He didn't call me. He checked me Happy New Year the other day.
That's
my cousin.
Yeah, brother, man. Hey, that's gonna be a show. Street Military, Scarface.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait to see Billy Cook.
That's gonna be lit.
I know, right?
Mr. Edward, he probably ain't even gonna know who I am. I'm gonna have to go introduce myself to him. I'm gonna be like, I'm the one you keep talking to on the phone. Truly.
Oh,
<yeah. laughs>
Billy Cook gonna be at show too.
Everyone's birthday, yeah.
Oh, so you said Billy Cook is gonna be there, Scarface, and Street Military?
Oh yeah.
And Ronnie Spencer, Mr. Iconic.
Ronnie Spencer's daughter, Ronita.
I don't know her.
It must be Ronnie Spencer. Ronnie Spencer passed, didn't he, Booty?
Check your inbox. Check your inbox.
I sent it this morning when y'all posted it. You know, I was a roadie for Billy Cook for like 2 years, BMG 1965, and then me, Heavy Lord, we grew up with KB, and then I was on tour with Scarface and Billy Cook for like 6 months.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm right there. They do it. That's already. They already going to be on it. Then, who else they got? Murder One up through this South Park thing? That's going to be a something good turnout.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be on point.
Bill Scott. Lil Mario.
That's going to be on point. When she hear Billy Cook,
Lil Mario go hard.
When she hear Billy Cook live, she going to like, oh, man, Billy go hard. I told Truly Billy is the man.
Hmm.
They put me on in Houston. That's what really, my brother D. Witt and Billy Cook and Tinky took. His wife Tinky, she was the manager for rap for like 10 years. When you go in that house, they got number plaques on the wall, everything in the D. You walk through that just like goddamn museum.
I told Buddha, I said Billy Cook is the man. He over 100 albums out of Houston.
Everybody from Fat Pat all the way on up.
You name it, Slim Thug, Zero. He the one talk Zero had to sing.
He was the first R&B artist signed to rap a lot.
Him and two other boys, what was it, Shade of Brown or something, had one video that came on I think it may have been Rap City 1 year. Yeah, maybe BET. Video Soul. It was on Video Soul.
And you're going to perform, Julio? What are you going to perform?
Oh, no, that's not going to be there. That's supposed to be in March.
Oh, okay.
You network with Billy Cook, man. I'm telling you. Billy Cook is the key to the city of Houston.
Yes,
every rapper in Houston has Billy Cook on their song.
Pimp C, everybody.
Everybody.
Hey, I'm telling you, we went to Jackson, Mississippi. To the champion game or something like that. Battle of the South. We went down there. Billy Cook, Little Flip, this underground tour. We were from Houston. It was us, Jermaine Dupri, Bone Crusher. David Banner, because he's from Mississippi. That's when he first come out. We went down there. We kicked with Billy Cook had us kicking with everybody. Man, everybody knew that man. We seen Brandy from Mississippi. Her and Ray J, they from Mississippi. They down there. We seen everybody at the football game. Yeah, they put us all on the screen. They had us on the screen. Then they little Flip performed live halftime.
I told her she put Billy Cook on the hook. She done left the city. I done told her that. Well, everybody in Houston gonna bump that. Anything Billy Cook on, they gonna bump.
Right.
And his wife is his manager. That's 65 billion. Hey, his wife is his manager. She's the coach. She showed me the game and promoted and running everything. Going to the record store early in the morning, setting up displays for the CD. That was CDs left. We had about 5 record stores early in the morning, putting up displays, putting up posters, putting out flyers on the way here. That me and her. Me and her, this nigga from Las Vegas. I can't think of that nigga wore shades all the time.
Who
the hell
night here?
Shades on. That shit was crucial. All right, I'm back. Damn it.
You get your ticket?
Going down to H-Town. Yeah, I got it. Chris, you got
your
money, Chris.
I hate I gotta miss it.
I said you got the money. You got the money, Scratch.
You made it back.
You got the ticket.
Yeah, you was right. There was motherfuckers in there. Like a motherfucker. Like, well, goddamn.
You got the ticket?
Yeah.
You got
Amen.
My money?
Dude, I ain't got no money yet. Shit. I'll spend some money. Ain't nobody putting nothing on there for me. Shit, what the hell y'all talking about?
Hold on, wait a minute. Wait a minute. We gave you the numbers. We gave you the numbers, man. What you talking about?
Yeah, if the numbers come through, we gon' share. Numbers come through, I'm on
here. Just give me a van. Just give me that truck you got. That flatbed truck with the rims, just give me that. I wouldn't tell me.
No.
Yeah, we.
Nah, you can't have
Not
that.
Not the truck. I want a minivan with limousine inside.
I got a minivan in the backyard. All you gotta do is convert it to him.
Put the limousine inside, have the flow light up and the ceiling light up. Like you in a goddamn private airplane.
Hey.
That's on the list.
If I got $1 billion, do you know y'all would not? I would not take care of y'all. Yeah.
You feel work the shit out of our ass, though. You don't work the shit out. Don't work our ass, like. Oh yeah, there's gonna be some of that. Nah. Fuck with
you. Man, you make it work, motherfucker. You ain't tell the fuck.
Oh my god. Nah, it's all good. Yeah, I had to run up there. It was some people up in there. And then, you know, over here on my side of town, they don't have a grocery store. So they got something called the Dollar General. And they got the grocery store. So people over here, they're actually going in and shop. You know, I'm talking about, I mean, they got everything in the little store, but it's actually like damn near 2 times higher than you getting across town. But if you ain't got no car, or you just don't feel like going across town, you get it for $1.23, you can go to the store. It's everywhere.
Yo.
Man, my mic though.
Your mic is on. What you talking about?
I was talking earlier. I couldn't nobody reply.
We couldn't hear you, but you on the line? He was on.
Yeah, I was on the line. I was talking to Buddha.
I win.
Yeah, I was saying something.
They call us out of Houston. They got that call from going to Houston for your boy Murder One. They said Scarface, Street Military, Spencer, Billy Cook, and they named some more people gonna be in the building February the 3rd.
Oh yeah.
You know that's gonna be a good one.
Right.
So we're just about to let this thing out the code. Gotta put them back in the corner.
I think Kimberly and Trula, they going to the concert. They gonna be in the building representing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hell, hopefully they gonna come out here. New banger.
Oh, that's the show in the LA?
No. Well, I know that Kim says she coming out here. Hopefully Trudy come with us. We get in a couple of damn souls or something.
Right.
Ooh, Lord. These
Scratch, boy, you got them coming out there, Scratch.
Man, I'm trying to make it happen, man. Hell, if the lottery ain't going to work, we just got to do it the old-fashioned way. Grind.
We as long as sugar-free, cuz, we in now.
Yeah, that's all I'm talking about. Because I know I got to get my 30 seconds. I'm going to get my 30 seconds. I'm going to get my 30 seconds. I mean, I've been a part of a whole lot of, you know, good things. You know what I'm saying? But I want my own 30 seconds. That's what people don't understand. I want my own 30 seconds. I don't want to be... jumping on everybody else's people, all the people that I used to work with and did shit for. You know, I just want to, let me be the man for a minute.
Yeah.
That's all
well,
I'm talking
no,
about.
You got,
for a minute,
that's going to be longer than 30 seconds, Trent. That's what I'm going to say, going to be longer than 30 seconds, King.
But see the whole thing. When I walk in the door, I never walk out.
Yeah.
Man, just give me my 30 seconds so I can prove to people what I'm capable of doing. And all of us, as far as our crew, you know what I mean? That's all I need. And then my
brother's
going to have
to
find
bet
somebody.
That up, man. Bet that up on a 211 private jet, man. Bet that up. Tell them boy, bet that up on that 211 private jet. That 211 Lear, man. Tell them bet that shit up.
I got this fly-ass idea. The homie got this jet. And we gonna do a video on this jet. I'm gonna wrap the jet with True Wears all over that mug.
Man, I can't wait to hit the lottery.
can't wait to get a lot of
it. We already played them numbers tonight, man. It's going down. So, Pat, you didn't play your number?
Man, I've been calling my daughter. She ain't answering the phone. But if I hit, I told them I moved to 49 to Modesto. The name of the Modesto.
Oh, God,
yeah.
And then you're going to buy you some more sherm. He going to buy some more sherm.
Yeah.
One man no sherm ain't no good, bro.
But there's still toilets.
Blind man no sherm ain't good, bro.
Hey, blind smoking sherm is
no,
the best.
I take that back.
Hey,
that nigga over there
blind
like
smoking sherm is the best.
That nigga got,
especially
that
when
nigga
I can come
over and
step 49.
He got his needles in his shaving kit like Ray Charles, nigga.
I think y'all next too, Scratch. After we tap, tap a bay up, y'all ass next. You know that, right?
Yeah, my goddamn computer coming tomorrow. Watch how your damn video go look. I'm about to change that shit. I'm
going to
fuck
goddamn.
I'm gonna fuck your video.
Hey, my video, hey,
y'all.
Scratch. My video going to be irrelevant. It's going to be outdated. You know that, right?
That ain't outdated.
I'm just
it's
saying,
never
man.
Outdated.
When you put it out, though? Seriously, when you going to give it to me?
I'm going to give it to you as soon as I get the computer and put the programs in the computer, because you know when you get the computer.
Them programs ain't going to work on that computer. You got a new computer.
Man, let me fuck this duck. I'll give you the edge.
Put your phone or something. Put on the charger.
You hold the tail, goddammit. I got the duck.
Let me fuck the duck then, and I'll give you the egg. You can have the egg after the duck get fucked. You know what I'm saying? I know what the fuck I'm doing, brother. I just got a brand new shit. This shit gonna smell
mm-hmm.
like a new car when I pull it out the box.
Okay. You up on another glass.
Alright. Well, we got 1 minute and we got about a minute and 50 seconds left on the truth. You know what I'm saying? If y'all wanna call in, man, 323-642-1597. You know what I mean? Y'all got that time?
Yeah, actually,
be on time. After hours for a minute. Talk a little stuff. You know, or caca or boo boo or shit, whatever you want to call it. We gonna do some of that. You know what I'm saying? That's how we get down over here.
But you know what? It's strange how things are happening though. But it'll actually be coming out on time.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
It really,
yeah, it is crazy because all other stuff got held up. So it all come together at the right time.
Well,
I've been telling
you
that.
It's almost like
want to kill everybody.
Huh?
Talking to Confetti, all the night you wanted to kill everybody, and everybody going to die. They going to be all right. They going to be okay. All the night you want to kill everybody, you going to put a hit out on a nigga, all that shit. You calm, I been telling you, man, calm down. Everything gonna be all right, cuz.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
Freedom and
y'all
life is the best thing.
Do not pay us no attention. We just fucking around. So don't be calling
Amen.
The police. Talking about True West Radio, okay? Say we the most dangerous, you know, radio station on Blog Talk. Just because we say that and we talk some shit don't mean that we assassinating, killing nobody or doing nothing like that. So please don't call the police on us, man. True West Radio.
Hey,
and
Booty.
We out this bitch after hours is jumping the fuck up. Bye-bye.
Hey, Buddha.
Okay.
Y'all make me over there snitching that, Buddha.
Ah,
huh? Just like you.
Are you some mixing yet?
Y'all funny as hell.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers be sounding like, they be sounding like we just super rowdy over here. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, well, goddamn.
Scratch, you know I'm finna let you go, right? I gotta finish up that trick I'm working on with
what
your
track?
Friend.
Oh. Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm gonna be on here for a minute so I can put this. I'm going to put this
Make sure you check your inbox, boo.
Huh?
Make sure you check your inbox.
I got you. send me that YouTube link too of what you got.
Okay.
Good night, Queen.
Good night, y'all.
All right, Kimberly Trulia.
All right.
Well, Kim is still here. You going too, Kim?
Oh, Sweet.
No,
Sweepy.
Oh, okay.
Sweepy?
No, Sweepy didn't come in. Sweepy didn't come in tonight.
Okay. Kimberly from H-Town.
Yeah,
yes, sir.
Down by the Galleria.
Throw your H up. Yeah, I just got to...
I always wanted to buy the Galleria since I was a little kid.
It's beautiful, ain't it?
Mm-hmm.
What's Galleria?
I love it, too.
Ain't out here. I'm tripping.
In Houston, the mall. I mean, when I first saw it, I fell in love with it, too. Got the hotel at the top, reading at the bottom. Huh?
The mall still be cracking out there?
Man, the mall, I always
crack.
This one's
all Louis Vuitton and Gucci, and I mean, it has other stuff, but it has the ice skating rink on the bottom floor. It's got the Westin.
Wow.
Got five.
And it's all underground.
Wow.
Most of it's underground.
I haven't been to a mall in, ooh, Lord. Well, once I got Amazon, I was like, fuck all that.
Right. We just went up right before Christmas, and I took the kids and we went ice skating.
Mm-hmm. I did good to get out. Uh-oh, Mr. Ed, we're about to get put back in the corner.
That's why Ice Cube gonna be hanging out at the Galleria. Back in the day, Ice Cube and all that when they were coming to Houston.
They were hitting the notes over there.
But the nigga like 10 notes off, you know what I'm saying? Singing to put the auto-tune on there, maybe it'll work right.
Boy, y'all crazy.
I'm just saying.
You hear my producer tag that I made, Scratch?
Uh-uh.
Uh-huh. I emailed it to you. Well, I emailed you the song, but... Huh?
You sent it to my messenger or something?
No. I sent it to your email.
Oh, okay. I'm going to check it out. I got to finish doing that that one verse with Cam and Julie.
Oh, the hustle? Hustler?
Mm-hmm. Damn. Now this nigga Buddha Ali done heard it. He didn't even want Buddha to know because he wants to surprise him. But now you know.
Aw.
Unless he's in here.
He's not on here.
Mm-hmm. I see his number.
Oh, you do? Maybe he fell asleep.
That's everybody's number. That's how I know when people call in. Mm-hmm. Or when they leave. No, I just got to do a... I gotta do my ad libs, and then I gotta put the scratching in there. Then I'll send it to you. Nah, it ain't gonna be no ticky ticky ticky. It's gonna be a little bit more complex than that. Hell yeah! It sound good though. Sound pretty good. Yeah,
Caleb
right.
was telling me I needed to put a producer tag, my producer tag on my beat.
Yeah. You know, it's good when you make the beat and then you letting somebody hear the beat or something like that. My son do that shit. Both my son, my godson, all of them, they put... That shit irritates the fuck out of me because I'm like, nigga, I'm y'all people. Take that motherfucker off. You know, but when you're dealing with people that's you know, that you're trying to, you know, get some beats to or something like that. You know, you want to put it on there so to identify that it's your shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then at the same time, you can get a motherfucker like me and I can recreate the beat and take your whole tag off.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Bust this. I'll let you hear. I know what my tag is.
What's your tag?
Oh, hear me out. Let me see if that motherfucker, when it start, you would know.
Mine is, ooh, it's a Queen's beat.
Oh, shit. Mine is.
Oh, okay.
That's my granddaughter.
Mm.
She did that when she was 3 years old.
Aw.
Mm-hmm. And she's 9 now.
Just like music.
West Side, True West, True West. Yeah, that's mine.
That's cute.
Bro.
I love it.
Yeah.
Love it. So what are you doing, Mr. Everywhere?
But he didn't know again.
You ain't him over there singing?
Mm-hmm.
You got him in the corner.
About five.
You got him in time, right?
I think I took him out of time out. Hold on, let me see. I take him out of time out? Yeah, you out of time out. Shit. Over there singing Five Keys Off the Note.
Mm-hmm. You know, when my daughter was 3, my oldest, she used to put herself in timeout, and I'd walk over and be like, "What are you doing?" And she'd be like, "Oh, I did this." She would put herself in timeout.
Time. Oh Lord,
I'm back.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, you had to get your vocals right, huh?
No, I've been working on that client's track, man. There's money on the line here.
Right.
Up there singing 5 octaves off of the damn note you supposed to be singing on.
No, I was just harmonizing. I was just trying to come up with my harmonized melody, and I had my I hit the wrong button. I turned the wrong knob, and it turned the speakers on. I didn't know I had the headphones on.
Uh-huh. And if you're trying to harmonize, you were still off.
I'm just trying to get my melody. I wasn't trying to sing. I'm just getting my melody for what I was playing in the keyboard while I had the headphones on.
Oh, okay.
Okay,
I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, I ain't going
to sing. See, he sounds like Luther to me. Go ahead, Mr. Everywhere.
Oh, that's man, I ain't going to do all
sound like. He sound like Luther singing a Prince song.
Okay. You want to do that? Okay, we can do that.
I think Luther singing a door. Door in the top. I'll be there for you. I love y'all so much.
Y'all
right, I love y'all. I wouldn't fuck with y'all. 1, 2, the end of time. I'll be there for you. Everybody. Oh, my heart and mind, I truly adore you. Dear God, your beauty I still see. Love, from the first moment I saw you, I knew you were the one.
You getting for real now? I just said, "Gone blow, gone blow." Booty said he was ready to join in.
I was rapping till the sun came up, telling you just how fine you look. And well, people say,
man,
I love
came
your
about to come out of
attitude. Your body was next. Think how you go out, Luther, singing a Prince song. That nigga ain't even got the octaves.
I don't know. Luther was cold now.
Oh, I ain't taking nothing away from Luther. But goddamn, Luther cannot hit that goddamn high-ass no Prince be hit.
That high-ass tenor, huh? That high-ass tenor ain't yours.
I don't know how that shit go. That shit's high, nigga. Yeah, you can't know. Some things ain't meant to be done like that. Now, anybody can sing like Luther songs. What was that one cat? They sound just like Luther.
Mr. Edward, know who that guy sound like Luther? Please.
I can't even remember the song. But when I heard him, I'm like, this nigga sound like Luther Vandross.
Nobody sound like Luther.
Nigga, it was a dude that made a song that sound just like Luther.
Moving Stardom.
Mm-mm. Now, Ruben was somebody else. Ruben. This dude sound like Luther Vandross. I cannot remember that dude's name. Hell, you know them motherfuckers. Then they got, what was that, RBL, RBX. One of them motherfuckers sound like Biggie. I'm like, where all these satellites coming from?
You talking about Gorilla Black?
Gorilla Black.
Gorilla.
He from Cali. Ain't he from Cali?
He from Compton. Compton.
Man, that nigga is Biggie, man. That nigga just... That nigga came out after Biggie died. Biggie died in California. All of a sudden, 2 months later, nigga come out.
Don't forgive me. Don't forgive me.
He got a song with Beanie Man.
That nigga was a security guard.
The Jamaicans running together. Huh?
He a security guard.
Oh, he's a security guard now?
The last time I heard he was a security guard. But I'm like, how the fuck you didn't write a copy Biggie, bro? If I want to hear Biggie, even though
where's
I wasn't
my
really
Beanie Man at?
Benny Man just did a concert last month. Benny Man, they still going to Jamaica. Rasta music going to sell year round.
Especially in Jamaica.
Shit, that motherfucker going to sell year round. It's never going to go old.
Jamaica, the Rasta man.
Yeah, we come down and say something like,
music.
We got to roll, we got to roll out now, we got to roll, we got to roll out now.
Y'all should have seen Buddha. Buddha got out that room in that club that night. He's talking about the bloody pigs. Take me to go get my goddamn my machetes. I'm going to cut the bloody pigs up. I said, oh, hell no. He ain't. See, give me that damn bottle. You ain't taking another sip. Talking about cutting somebody's head off with a machete. I'm the driver, too.
Yeah, if you're going to jail, right?
You in on it with me, too. You were down with.
You're going to jail,
you
right with him. Going to jail right with him. I just drove up and left him pass. You gonna cut somebody's head up? I'm leaving your ass.
I said, "Boo, you gonna get that clear rum?" He said, "No, I'm getting that brown." I said, "Oh, don't get that brown. Yeah, this is the only kind I drink." Got in there. I sat around. I said, "Shit, I seen the parole officer in there. I'm trying to duck loose, you know." Next thing I know, you the bloody pigs.
Don't go take me to get the machete. I'm gonna cut that bloody pig's head off.
Hold on, yep. Man. You got you sure that was me?
That was you.
Are you sure that was
Casey Hall that night?
There you go.
I thought
he
was on the episode of Charlotte back then.
Nah, he went. Hey, look. Hey, Kim, that was a good one. It wasn't me.
Wasn't me. That's my kid's first response to something.
You talking about me getting my chest head? You talking about me getting my chest head cut head off? That wasn't me.
Well, me.
Mm-hmm. I'm open.
With that song that you sang, your sister saw me at the neighborhood hotel. You said it wasn't me. She didn't put her hands on me. It wasn't me. Sure, it wasn't me.
It wasn't me. Okay, hey, I feel it. Oh, shit. That ain't what I want.
So, Scratch, you played the numbers we called out. You played those extra numbers.
Yep. Yeah, I put my own couple of numbers in there, so.
Okay.
Let's see what the hell's going to happen. If I win, y'all going to know. I'm just going to come to y'all house and be like, what's your address?
I'm not going to say nothing. I'm going to be quiet. I ain't going to let nobody know either. I'm going to be quiet on the
shit. I ain't saying nothing because I don't want nobody else to know. I'm just going to show up at your house and give y'all some envelopes. Oh, shit. Yeah.
And you know, Scotty got to come right by my house. Scotty crammed my house going y'all way every time.
All you got to do is let you know when he's going. All you got to do is jump in.
Yeah, Scotty got to come through here, right through here.
I don't know. All I know is I'm trying to have rich people problems. That's all I know.
Hey, Buddha. Yeah. You got the bourbon back right? No, I'm hype post come get it. No, hype post come get it and take it down. They going to charge me $4,700 to bring it back to life.
Shit, boy, give me 42. I goddamn get you one of the damn near shit about a 2010. Bring me 42.
Boy, he gonna put the paint on. He gonna put that bowling ball on there.
You ain't gonna need none of that. I can get you one that got it already on there, all packing.
My chicken look like a bass boat ready to hit the water. Chicken like a bass boat ready to hit the water when you see me come. Like I drive out into the water. I go right into the Red River. Come out on the other side. Clean as a whistle.
Nigga, I found that goddamn James.
He ain't gonna never be able to leave the front yard. He gonna show him right back home after they do that.
There you go.
I found that James Brown sample. I had to fuck with that. I'm about to put some bars.
Hey, that's
on
when
it.
The women change. That's when the women change. You can't go nowhere but a store. Come right back home.
Yeah. What I told y'all, boy, I'm expendable, boy. I'm like this criminal with Sylvester Stallone. When them niggas put on them black suits and they meet up, I'm one of them niggas.
But he always talk that shit when Nancy ain't around. Sometimes she get right back by him, he get quiet.
Confed, how many times been in your house? Confed, I've been at your house. How many times been in your house? Every time you say that, I come right to your house. Every time. 400 miles.
All right. I got the numbers.
Here. Oh, you got the numbers for tonight?
Numbers just came in.
Okay, here we go.
All right.
Deep breath.
Y'all got some tickets?
Grass got the ticket.
Yeah, I got me some. I bought two of them today.
All right, it's 30, 43, 45,
we lost.
46,
We lost.
61.
We really
and
lost.
14.
We
had
no
more.
We had, well, I got 14 on it, but it wasn't a mega.
That's
number.
The mega ball, yeah.
I got
hey,
14,
that's
but it wasn't a mega.
43? I make about 14.
No, 14.
Y'all jinxed it too quick. Y'all got to talk a negative. First we talking about we gonna win, and y'all got to play with. We got to talk positive. We got to bring them numbers to the table. We almost had. Y'all feel?
We got one fucking number.
Hold on, man.
It wasn't even a mega number.
45, 46. Man, that's some
bull jump. 43, 45, 46. It was 2 minute fours, but it makes sense, though, because 20, 23 equals 7. So you got fours and you got threes going to be the highlight numbers when
look,
they win. It's
the last
year,
one,
the
last one,
done.
The last one, it was 13, 15, 17,
you
23.
Saying?
I'm going damn. 13,
14,
15. Oh, every number. Nobody picked. Huh? See there? What did I tell you? The number's going to be 3 or 4. Because I'm telling you, it's going to be like that damn near to next month. Then the number's going to change. Well, we almost had it. Let's try it again. Let's try it again next week.
Nobody ain't going to win. Ain't nobody going to win. That shit getting ready to be hard. Shit. Hey.
We almost hit, though. We got one. You got to see the cards when y'all fuck up that
got
shit.
One.
I got one number if my daughter bought the ticket. One number. No good.
Y'all seen the
cards, man.
They made me waste my beer money. I'm pissed off.
See there, there you go. See, that's how it started off. You said the beer.
No, well, it's
you
never
love that
talking
about the beer money.
It's negative when you don't play, but then it's negative when you lose, and I spend my beer money. That's all I'm talking about.
Fuck all that. Fuck
the
what I'm talking about where in Arkansas. Fuck all that where in Arkansas. You lost the beer money.
If I don't have no beer, I can't be creative.
Oh,
hey,
man.
Send me the ticket. I'll write them off.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
You
gonna
write them off, man.
Well, I'm not a billionaire today. It's kind of rude.
Yeah, I know. You know what I'm saying?
Somebody probably hit them numbers, though. Somebody got all them awkward-ass foes.
Nah, they didn't get it. Nobody ain't got it. Watch. The motherfuckers is getting ready to go over. It's going to be like, now what's up to 1.7 billion dollars? Because everybody that buy tickets, that's where the money go. That's all right. I got something I'm going to do. Cause this one lady, she won like $150,000 like 5 times. I'm going to figure that shit out.
She
was looking at all
man,
the numbers. It's a fucking number scheme that motherfuckers be, that people be doing.
You can't have doubt in it. You can't have doubt in your numbers. See, people have doubt in your numbers because the first thing they get you is one out of so many either get that number and all that. But in reality, if you think positive, everybody asks anybody to win the lottery, say, man, I knew I was going to win, and I felt it, I knew it was going to win, and it hit.
Dude.
And that's how motherfuckers did every time.
Check this out, Buddha. That shit is slim to none on winning this shit. I don't give a fuck how positive you think. Positive is a motherfucker. I be positive every time I buy the motherfucker, but nigga,
yeah,
I don't care how positive.
Hey, you know, we put our energy into the universe, so inner and outer forces of our body are in the universe.
So we play positive, negative. That's the charge in the whole thing. But to pull that in, you have to be all the way positive. You can't have no doubt.
Okay. How many times you played and been positive, and how many times did you win?
I'm trying to master that now. That's what I'm telling you. I ain't mastered yet.
Because I knew today I was going to win, but something happened in the universe.
Wait a minute. Hold on. I don't give a damn.
I already spent the money.
You be sitting up there and being positive as a motherfucker. You sitting up there.
Yeah,
like,
we can be positive. That's how they do it. You got to be positive,
and then the first thing
Bill
somebody
Gates,
says, oh, God, please let
Elon
me win this.
Musk, all the
I need
people,
this.
All
your
the rich
ass
people, all
win.
The billionaires think positive. Ask Cassetti. He takes them seminars. They don't preach nothing negative in them seminars y'all be going to.
It
Cassetti
don't
How many times have all of y'all played lotto in your life?
It don't have to
man,
be
I
the numbers. It can be scratchers. It can be all that.
I'm butt chicken all across
how
the
many,
country.
Wait, okay. Now, how many of us is rich?
Yeah,
it
ain't
from
the lottery?
You taking two different things. I'm just
what we saying
is, look, you gotta
everybody's struggling. Even the rich man, when he gets the money, he's struggling. Like you said, rich people have problems.
The rich man, he starts struggling because he's living beyond his means. So that's something different. But how many times have you bought a goddamn lottery ticket? You know, it's been times when I bought a lottery ticket and I won at least $1,000. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
but ain't nobody
like
on
the
this motherfucker right now done messed around and played the lottery and got a fucking million something dollars. Nobody. So that's
the
only
way.
You gotta go get you some back to back.
You just said people
be
hitting back
to back.
You gotta
get you some
trust.
No, I seen that online. This one woman did it. I don't know, he bought like five or ten tickets
with the same numbers, and he hit like 250 total.
Yeah, well, they go to the casino right here in Shreveport.
They go back 10,000, 15,000,
20,
everything they go down there.
I don't care about nobody I don't know. I want somebody I know that did it or gon' do it or have done it or something. I don't care about nobody else. I know a whole hell. We know who.
And that's like, man, you got to think.
I know a couple of people hit 100,000.
We know.
At the casino.
If you shoot dice though,
when you shoot dice, you can see the numbers and have a feeling the numbers gonna hit, and you hit.
Oh.
It's the same energy.
I shoot dice.
It's the same energy. That's what I'm trying to tell you. That energy of winning.
I win a lot on dice. I stopped shooting dice because they always thought that I was cheating. And I kind of was.
But you had faith. You had faith in what you were doing, though, didn't you? You knew you were going to get that.
I already know. It's a method to shooting dice.
It's the same thing in the number game. Same position.
I'd rather put my money on shooting dice than playing the lottery.
So you got more faith in the dice than the numbers. That's all it is.
Yeah, exactly. I love dice.
I love playing dice at the casino. I get in my zone. Like, don't ask me if I want a drink. Don't come around.
You know what I'm talking about? That's that faith I'm talking about. You got to have that faith when you play these lottery numbers. See, these are the things, the difference between, because
when you shooting dice, that means that's your karma. That's what you doing. And then if you know how to roll the dice, that's something different. If you know how to place your bets around the board, that's a whole different thing. You know what
I'm saying? It's the same energy, bro. Let me show you why. Because when I play the lottery, we play the number like we did tonight. Everybody said, we all had a little doubt. The first thing you said is one out of a billion going to hit. Then it's a billion people playing and shit. And you got all this on your mind, but you ain't never even had that same faith and that same power in your heart. Look, when you go shoot dice, you ought to know you're going to get over there and definitely hit everybody and hit the floor. You're going to check everybody money.
Okay, check this out.
You ought to have that on your heart and your mind. That's the way you got to go.
Only
play
one, if I was the only one that said that we wasn't going to win and all of y'all had the faith that we was going to win, that's more, you know, positive than me not thinking
that
we're going to win.
Well, we almost had that energy. Well, that's the energy we had a few minutes ago when we played the numbers. That's what I was saying. So we were positive for a minute, then everybody started playing with it.
Look,
then we got back serious about it. And then you said you waited till the last minute to go. You said, I better go.
No,
hold on. It's almost time to go. Mr. Edwards said something to you. Mr. Edwards was trying to tell you to go. He told you to wait. You might have waited, and Mr. Edwards say, well, go on and go, because it's time to go. So we got to play with that energy of good faith.
Listen, you know, the people that win that shit the most is the people that go right before the damn drawing. That's why I always wait. When I get to tell you, most of the people, they wait until the last fucking minute to go and get their ticket, and those be the one that win all the time, at least out here. You know, because
they do is they see the numbers, just like they see the numbers. They see the numbers coming. They can see them coming because they play it all the time. They're lost some time. They can see it coming. They can see the numbers coming. Then that's when they hit. They get their money back. They do it all the time.
Most of the people out here that won, they got quick picks.
That's what I'm saying.
Because I got our numbers that we was talking about, and I got two more quick picks. You know what I'm saying? And that's usually the people that win is the people that wait until they're about to close the station, and it seems like all the good numbers come up around that time. Every time I go and get one of them motherfucking tickets, I wait until the time that I went to the store.
The numbers ain't at the numbers is at the comp, at the comp, the city comp. The number, where they playing the numbers is, they ain't playing at the, I'm telling you, the numbers is coming out the universe into the dial. Those numbers are coming out the universe because everything is numbers. And they're coming out that, they're coming out the universe into the dial, and the people are pulling that in. Somebody hit that number.
Of course.
All the
ain't nobody won that shit.
Why the universe ain't talking to me?
Yeah, the universe ain't talking to me either.
You got
to
know
it.
You got to put yourself with it.
Over me.
Yeah, I did.
You got to put yourself with it.
I put myself with it.
Yeah.
You can't tell me how to talk to the universe, but you ain't got the right damn number.
Now what I'm trying to tell you is, I'm not a perfect man, but
I
know
you ain't
gotta
be a perfect man. But you gonna tell me how to talk to the universe? You better have the right numbers a couple of times, goddammit.
Exactly.
You know where in the universe the way you're talking now.
If you went and got them motherfuckers, your ass would have won already.
Okay, when I hit, I'm gonna show y'all. When I get my cheat and I pull them numbers in, when I hit, I'm not gonna tell y'all I hit, but y'all gonna see me.
All right, that's what I'm saying.
I want to know how to talk to the universe after you hit.
I don't care if you don't give me a dime.
Nah,
I want to see your ass put it in the universe.
Negative talk. Negative talk. You know
I ain't negative talk.
We finna put True West Radio in effect. You know what I'm saying? United Bosses. We finna put all that shit on.
I'm with it.
I've been fucking with you 5 years. Why am I bullshit?
I'm not saying
that you bullshit. I'm like, say, win the money. I'm getting ready to go full power.
I'm not gonna say nothing negative, positive in the universe when it comes. I just told you I'm gonna come see you when I get it.
That's so what I'm gonna said. I said when I win, I'm gonna go to everybody out with an envelope and be like, "Here, this is for you. This is for you."
I'm coming to see you before I get it.
Huh?
I'm going to see Buddha before I get it.
I'm going to show up there. What's your address? I'm coming out there. Here you go. That was how positive I was thinking, but fuck, shit.
See, that was if positive.
When that shit, do that. I want you to give. To give is positive.
To give from the heart is positive. Not to give for show, but for heart. Because he's that kind of on your heart. That's positive energy.
That's good. Oh, this is gonna be hard.
So, Kimberly, you got some beats? You say you got a production coming?
I do.
Okay, I've been hearing about it. So who are some of the artists you got out right now that's on mixtapes and cassettes and the digital outline?
I have one that's Boy King Lapree. He's with Atlantic, I think. And he's on one of my beats. It's called, hang on, what's it called? Oh, that's bad, isn't it?
No,
he's on Atlantic Records.
Sound like me, shit.
He's Atlantic Records, yeah.
Are they Lapree from Houston or L.A.?
No, he's not from Houston. He's from, like, East Coast.
Okay.
Pennsylvania. He's from Pennsylvania.
Oh, the P.A.?
But it's called, what's
it
called?
Yeah, I got down
I forget what he called it. He's funny because he sounds like Prince when he talks. And he raps a little different.
Techno pop.
Kinda. And he's rap, but he like his is a little different. Let me see what's it called. It's Boy King Lapree.
Boy King.
Yeah.
He on YouTube.
Yeah. Hawk. HAWKZ. HAWKZ is the name of the song.
H-W-K.
It's on SoundCloud. I don't know if it's on YouTube.
YouTube? Oh.
But, let me
That's
see.
Awesome. So you in the studio too doing work?
I'm in the sunroom trying, but I work full time and I got kids, so I just do, and I'm trying to learn my new controllers, so
okay.
Doing a little bit here and there when I can.
Yeah, like everybody else, you make it happen, maintain.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. So how long you been in the business?
Not long. I really only just started really getting into it this 2022. But I've been making beats for about, I don't know, 5-6 years. But I didn't start really doing anything until somebody told me to submit some of my music for some music review, so I started doing that, and then that's when it all started, really.
Okay, so how long have you been dealing in the culture of hip-hop rap?
Since,
we're
doing
an interview. 92, Top Authority, 92, Top Authority, Street Military, yep.
Okay.
It's on SoundCloud. Hawks, H-A-W-K-Z by Boy Lapree. It's a wild beat. It's like trap.
Been in this long?
No.
What's that?
So you've been in almost as long as me, 1991, when I first started.
That's just when I started listening to, like, underground rap.
Oh, that's when I started DJing, so. You do 32 years now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord, that goddamn.
You listen to it?
Y'all jam a whore.
But I have all my beats, well, all my old beats on YouTube. You just type in youtube.com/ and then at Queen 546, K-W-E-E-N 546.
Okay. Start from scratch, that's the way you gotta hustle. Little weak boys, no scratch, got the muscle. Taking over spots with force. Just brain power, I can take it with bodies, of course. Everybody got their own way to make their better. Just remember, five niggas can't step the area. Grind it out and make sure it counts. That's it. And watch out for some of the people that you're dealing with. Make money, spend money, call. Now for anybody that's down for the call. Every day I'm hustling to make it all right. When you black broke, ain't nobody in sight. Now that you ballin', here they come, you got cheese and everybody wants some. Niggas coming out the woods, trying to get your good. Keep scratch down with United Hoods, what's up?
I love it.
Yeah, no, Julia gonna be mad. Julia be mad as fuck. Y'all heard my verse before she did.
can you hear yet? I love it.
Oh, that's cool. Thank you. Thank you.
That was good. Oh, it's perfect.
Yeah, it was that for the United States thing. I'm give her do some I'm doing one charity song and that's it. Hey, Buddha. Buddha. Can I see where the hell Buddha went?
Good Ali.
Cause that's actually Cam's song. You didn't want Buddha to hear that shit yet, but that's my verse on the song.
I loved
it. Oh, shit. You didn't even have truly a verse. Oh, my God.
Oh, I can't wait.
She killed it.
Hell yeah. Of course. Of course. Hell yeah.
She killed that shit.
When are y'all coming out with it? Like, what's going to be?
It's probably going to be a single. Right now,
yeah.
I don't know. I gotta do my ad libs and I gotta do some scratching. So it's really gonna be going crazy after that. Hold on, I don't know. Fuck it, I'm like, they can be mad at me if they want to. Hold on.
Hmm.
Let's see.
That's gonna go hard, man.
Follow me, I'm the trying to catch up with dollar line. And at the same time, trying to avoid a major crime. And trying to find a way to be kind. We do have time, but not enough time to bullshit. This is the hustle. Start from scratch, that's the way you gotta hustle. Little weak boys, no scratch, got the muscle. Taking over spots with force. Just brain power, I can take it with bodies, of course. Everybody got their own way to make they ready, yeah. Just remember five niggas, 10 steps ahead of ya. Grind it out and make sure it count, that's it. And watch out for some of the people that you're dealing with. Make money, spend money, Paul. Now for anybody that's down for the call. Every
I love it.
Hey.
Yeah, I gotta do my ad libs and I'll be good. Put the ad libs
oh,
in the
oh, that's good. That's good. That's good, Scratch. And she did kill that.
Oh yeah, she went wild on that shit. So yeah,
that's
I think
exciting.
I'm about to do my ad libs. I'll let y'all hear. I'll send it to y'all. I think I'm going to do my ad-libs and put some scratching on there and put the mix on there and all that good stuff. But now I send it to y'all.
The video, boy. I can't wait to see the video.
Right?
Yeah. We got the video shit that's getting ready to crack. I talked to one of my directors today. I haven't talked to him in about 6 months, but he got the whole plan. You know,
hell yeah.
He's one of the cats that taught me how to shoot videos and all that stuff. So then now we about to get 2 weeks cracking. He was like, we got to go on and do that 2 weeks. We got to do it, at least start shooting like in the springtime. So I need everybody. He was like, man, you just get everybody. I said, man, I was already just getting all my friends to be part of the movie. I wasn't gonna try to hire no actors or nothing like that. Nah, all my people gonna be in the movie, one way or the other. I got a movie
called
2 Weeks.
Oh, 2 Weeks, that's right.
Yeah. So I think I'm gonna have Trudy, and she's gonna be the lead lady, and I just gotta find somebody else to to be the lead dude in there. I just want us to be able to finish the movie, nobody going to jail and nobody tripping. You got to be able to show up, so we're going to shoot all these parts. Yeah, so I got it. I think I got it. Well, man, I'm out.
You want me to do it?
Man.
I'll dress up like a dude?
No, hell no. It's a couple of parts where. If Julia played the main part, her name is Cece, but she got some friends, and they always be coming over, and y'all be sitting up there talking that girl stuff. So you could be in there talking the girl stuff with them. And they all get together like one day a week, so all their best friends, they just sit in the, they just sitting there and talk shit. Girl, you know, probably play cards or whatever, drinking, sipping on wine, all that type of stuff. Yeah, but her friend is, you know, if you her best friend, you got to really be close to her because her man is tripping. So she's sitting up there, she got to cry to you, and I got a part for you. Yeah, it's only going to take a weekend to shoot. My boy was talking about, we should shoot it when I get out here, because I told him you was coming out here. And the
I'm truly a girl, will be like, they like, we could shoot that stuff this weekend. I said, that's a little cutting it a little close. But I don't know. We'll see. Yeah.
Really good.
Well, I'm about to do my ad lib.
Yeah, I got to put these kids to bed.
All right. I love y'all. I'm out.
Love you. Good night, everybody.
Yeah, yeah.